Energy Mix 103.7.
Mix 103.7.
Kiki Beaches.
Bemidji.
Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Mix 103.7.
The following is a Beaver Radio Network sports presentation. Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Feeds it out in front for Charlie O'Connor. Shoots and scores.
Nice. Ruslan Padan feeds it down low with a shot and a goal. Centering pass, Jerry Fitzgerald.
This is Beaver Hockey.
Finally pulled free. Dylan Eichstedt between the circles.
Today's wireless broadcast is powered by Verizon. The official wireless internet provider for the Beaver Radio Network is Paul Bunyan Communications. Powered by the Gigazone. Let's go to the press box for tonight's game.
Trust me when I say there was nothing wrong last weekend. Bemidji State didn't become the worst hockey team in the country. They weren't hanging on for dear life, because after all, they still were in first place in the WCHA standings. And no matter what happened last night or tonight, they still would have been in first place, headed back to Beaverville next weekend. Like I said, there was nothing wrong with Bemidji State a week ago. Well, after last night's game, what was right with Bemidji State? Lots of things. They had great goaltending.
Play back up now to the point. Shot deflected wide into the near side corner by the Tech Husky. Centering pass out in front. Right out in front was Reed Sturros. And Michael Bitzer throws his right elbow up and makes the save. Cliff Watson drives it back down low, out in front for the Michigan Tech. Shot comes in off of the glove or the blocker of Bitzer. He kind of threw both arms out, and it went up over the crossbar.
They had great defense.
Wes Brounce will pick it back up, though, for Michigan Tech. Now T.J. Rue has it. Rue chops it ahead. Icing waved off, 12:44 left here in the third. Tech from behind their own net. Matt Roy launches one right up the middle for Wes Brounce. Has his stick lifted there by Justin Beaudry. What a play. Justin Beaudry may have just made the defensive play of the day.
And they managed to score three goals against one of the best defenses in the country.
Beavers carry towards center. Brendan Harms gets to the offensive blue line and dumps the puck in deep. Picked up back behind the goal now by Michigan Tech. Harms centers a pass. Shoots! Scores! Brendan Harms threw it right to the bottom of the circle, and Leo Fitzgerald, moments after Tech scores, Leo ties it up. 1-1 hockey game. Fantastic effort behind the goal by Harms, and nobody picked up Leo, and Leo one time buries it. Over in the far corner with it is Billet. He sends it to the line and out to center ice. Here comes Charlie O'Connor shorthanded. O'Connor tries to feed it across. Bauman, penalty upcoming. He scores! Kyle Bauman with the goal. Beavers will stay on the power play. And the Beavers go up 2-1. Shorthanded goal two straight weeks for the Beavers. O'Connor feeds Bauman. Bauman was being hauled down, and he just put the stick on the puck and sent it right in. Face off, Wes Brounce will take it, and Kyle Bauman to the left of Michael Bitzer. Puck is down, Beavers will control it. Charlie O'Connor from the blue line, empty net goal, Bemidji State. Charlie O'Connor picked up the loose puck at the defensive blue line and rockets it ahead. Empty net goal for the Beavs, it's 3-1.
Just to appease you, I suppose I can say that the Beavers are back on track after winning last night 3-1. As I said last night, over a 36-game schedule, a little rain is going to fall from time to time. Despite the fact that we haven't seen the sun shining in Houghton since we've been here, the sun was definitely shining on the Beavers last night. Bemidji State now 11 points up on the Michigan Tech Huskies. They're hoping to move that to 14 after tonight. Trust me, there's nothing wrong with Bemidji State's Beavers. The Noosa pregame show is next, right here on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's time for the Bonusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
You're gonna love
getting used to Venusa.
To be successful in a sport, an athlete must be both dedicated and competitive. Hi, this is Becky with Venusa Appliance Sales and Service. As a proud sponsor of Bemidji State University Sports, we carry that same philosophy. At Venusa, our crew is 100% dedicated to giving you the best product while customer service. We are competitively priced. Come see why Venusa does it better. Located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Your station for the Beaver Nation. This is Beaver Hockey.
Good evening and welcome back to the McInnis Ice Arena in Houghton, Michigan. Beaver Hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network. Glad to have you with us tonight. Bemidji State going to try to stay unbeaten in WCHA play and move to 13-0-1-1. Bemidji State got down 1-0 last night, came back with three straights, including an empty netter late. Bemidji State continues to their hot play to start WCHA play and continues their suffocating defense. You look back at last night, and Mike Pitzer stole the show early. Michigan Tech was the better team the first 5-6 minutes of the game, and Michael Pitzer saved the day. And from there, the offense took over. Maybe Michigan Tech had travel legs let from their two-week trip to Alaska, but Bemidji State ended up wearing them down. Speaking of which, the stories that I had heard coming into the weekend turned out to be true. Brent Baltus, player for Michigan Tech, was in the hospital earlier this week suffering from a blood clot in his leg that may have moved to his lung. They have said that it came from sitting on an airplane for 7 hours. That's why a lot of people wear compression socks while they're on airplanes for extended trips. That's why a lot of people just walk up and down the aisle of an airplane. Well, that's the word on Brent Baltus. I have heard that he was released from the hospital, so he is doing better, but it's unknown how long he'll be out of the Michigan Tech lineup, but you certainly don't wish any ill will on any player, and you certainly hope that he can get back into the lineup very, very soon. As for Bemidji State, zero changes to their lineup tonight. One change for the Michigan Tech Huskies. Thomas Beretta is out of the lineup. Mason Blacklock is in the lineup. Fourth line center. Again, no changes for BSU. What a weekend it's been for Bemidji State Athletics. The hockey team gets a win. Football team goes down to the Mineral Water Bowl in Excelsior Springs, Missouri. Doesn't get a single first down in the first half or first quarter, and they somehow win the game. Go figure. Final score of that Mineral Water Bowl game was Bemidji State 36, Washburn University's Ichabods 23. Rich Yonner, defensive coach of the Beavers, will join us when we return here to the Benusa pregame show. It's a 10-game Otter Tail Power Weekend here on the Beaver Radio Network. E-Pay from Otter Tail Power Company, easier way to manage your accounts anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free and easy. Find out more at otpco.com. Otter Tail Power Company, on for you. The Benusa pregame show rolls on next. It's the Beavers and the Michigan Tech Huskies from the McInnis Ice Arena in the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio here on the Beaver Radio Network.
The show will be before the game, the Bonusa pregame show, Mix 103.7.
Don Linger, GM of Bemidji, salutes Bemidji State University Athletics. The hard work and team building of Beaver Sports sets the tone for future success in life. Travel your new roads in life with celebrated new Chevy vehicles or top quality used vehicles, trucks, and SUVs from Don Linger, GM. Their certified service and parts department offers great service specials to keep your vehicle in winning condition. With the longest sales, service, and parts hours in Bemidji, Don Linger, GM. 2310 Albany Drive Northwest, Bemidji. Chevy, find new roads.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company, on for you.
Hey, Paul, check out my holiday songs. We wish you a Green Meal gift card. We wish you a Green Meal gift card.
Hey, John, that's pretty good.
Wrote it myself.
Sounds familiar. Can't we just say that with every $100 in Green Meal gift cards purchased, guests get a special $20 bonus card?
Yeah, sure, but how about bonus card, Green Meal bonus card?
Oh, boy. Green Meal gift cards. For a limited time, get a $20 bonus card with every $100 in gift cards purchased. Green Meal, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And deck the halls with Green Meal gift cards.
We'll see you at the mill.
Tired of internet and TV providers that force you to sign a contract, then saddle you with second-rate service? Paul Bunyan Communications' all-fiber-optic network delivers faster internet, clearer cable channels, and a better home phone service with no long-term contracts. It's all backed by an exceptional team of local service professionals. No contracts, no nonsense, just great service. Visit paulbunyan.net to learn more.
Beaver hockey and more online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Hockey.
Welcome back to the Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. BSU football team knocked off the Ichabods of Washburn in the Mineral Water Bowl, joined by defensive coach Rich Yonner. Rich, congratulations.
Thanks, Jilty. Sure was a lot of fun for the Beaver Nation today. I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fans down here in Excelsior Springs. As a matter of fact, I think we had more than the boys right down the road in Topeka, so it was a very good showing by our fan base.
How exactly does the team get zero first downs in the first quarter and win?
Oh, man, I'll tell you, they had the ball the whole time. Our offense was struggling. They made a couple big plays. Kerry Woods, former Bemidji High standout, went up and made a really big catch. We just couldn't get going, and we were kind of worried coming into the game that we were going to be a little bit rusty just because we've been indoors, and you know Washburn down in Topeka, Kansas, it was outdoors the whole time. But you know what? The fellas just stayed focused, never panicked, ever. And then once the O got clicking, the defense just really played three lights-out quarters.
Camille Alcuri, the defensive player of the game, to talk about his play today.
Well, Camille has kind of been in the right place at the right time this whole year. One of the running jokes we have is that all his interceptions are tip balls. But, you know, he puts himself in position. He plays hard. I mean, he's been with us for 5 years, and he's really capped off his senior year the right way by making big plays all the way around. You know, the whole secondary as a whole played very well today. EJL made several great breakups. Damon Benham played well, and Gunner was his normal, usual self. So it was a good day all the way around, but it was really nice to see Camille get that MVP trophy. And I had to kid him a little bit because being the month of November, he's growing one of the ugliest mustaches you've ever seen, and that's when it's going to be the memory he's going to have with that defensive MVP trophy, is that ridiculous mustache.
What's it mean for these seniors to finish with 9 wins?
Well, you know, just with the doing something that hasn't been done before, winning a postseason game, getting to hold that trophy up, and knowing that with the 9 wins, you know, in theory is the best team ever in school history, along with a couple other ones. So it's the way to go out. It's the way you want it for your seniors.
Enjoy it.
All right, Chelsea.
Rich Yonner joining me on the telephone after the Beavers won the Mineral Water Bowl down in Excelsior Springs, Missouri today. Steve Pappas was on the call today. Fantastic job, Steve-O. WCHA and BSU scoreboard for today. Other action, Bowling Green on the road to Lake Superior State starts here at the top of the hour.
Alaska is at Minnesota State Mankato. That's a 7:07 Central time start. Also at 7:07 Central, Alabama Huntsville at home against Ferris. Northern Michigan will travel to Alaska Anchorage again tonight. BSU women's hockey team gave up three early goals, unable to climb out of that hole. Lost 3-2 at Minnesota State earlier today. The Bemidji State basketball teams were in action yesterday on the road to Duluth. Women lost 82-73. The men 75-73 winners. Those two teams are in St. Cloud today. Keep you posted on all of that here as we continue on our Bonusa pregame show today. Again, Beaver football victorious at the Mineral Water Bowl. Final score of 36-23. Camille Alcurry named the defensive MVP, and Jordan Hine, the junior quarterback for the Beavers, was named the offensive MVP. Congratulations to all of those who have been a part of Bemidji State football. All of your successes have built to this year's team's success, and this year's team's success will certainly build for the future for the BSU Beavers. We are 21 and a half minutes away from our opening faceoff, Beavers and Tech Huskies, here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Now on the Bonusa pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Congratulations again on the win, Tom.
Thanks, Schulte.
Looking back at the film, just how well did you guys play?
You know, we played well. It was just a game that there was no easy ice, and there wasn't, you know, there probably wasn't a lot of grade A scoring chances both ways. They had more grade A's than us, we defended well. We felt that, you know, when they did get most of their grade A's, it was either off turnovers or small breakdowns by us in the defensive zone. But again, it was a physical game. It was a game that they're just, again, there was no easy ice, and it was like playoff hockey.
Michigan Tech, which you have said is one of the best defenses in all of college hockey, has played two more games than you, but has given up 14 more goals than you have. Is this the best statistical defense that you've had?
Yeah, absolutely, so far. And I'm not going to say it's the best defensive team we've had. It's too early for that. But, again, the proof's in the pudding from the standpoint when you want to look at statistical data. But sometimes statistics, too, Schultz, he can be misleading. And, we have our low goals against. But, you know, I still think we have to tighten up defensively at times. But, sometimes, again, you look for perfection sometimes, and that's just not going to happen.
They were in Alaska last week, then had to come back and play again this week. You did it last year. What kind of challenges did you guys have last year against Arizona State that they're probably having this week?
Well, I mean, I think the one thing that we had a non-conference series. There wasn't a lot of battery acid left, but we had a non-conference series. I mean, they've got a huge series. It's a huge series, but it's tough for them. It's not an easy turnaround to go to be in Alaska for 10 days or 12 days, whatever they were, and come back and play. It's tough. I know how tough it was for us to come back from Fairbanks and have to go to Mankato. You know, at least they're at home, but still, they were also there for an extra week than us.
I haven't been to a lot of places out east, but I've been to most college rinks in the West. Is this the best band in college hockey?
I think so. Wisconsin's got a good band, obviously. These guys are right up there, boy. Maine's got a good band. I'm just trying to think of places I've been to, Schulte. But this is right up there, if not the best. And it's an exciting atmosphere. It's a great rink. It's a hockey rink. I don't think it's that old, maybe because, you know, it's 1970. But maybe, I guess, to some people it might be an old rink. But, you know, it's 46, 47 years old. But every time we come back, they've done a renovation. I mean, I don't care if it's the suites 1 year. I don't care if it's the seats, you know, those the seats in the middle, the scoreboard. You know, it's always something, Schulte, and we always comment on that. And they're always doing something to their rink. And, of course, they've just got tremendous sight lines. The pitch of the seats are outstanding. The atmosphere is outstanding. It's loud. It's just it's a hockey rink. I always say it's Fenway Park or Wrigley Field.
More Tom Cerutori when we return. Bonusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
up to date with the Venusa pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network.
Change is easier with a partner to lend a helping hand. Your partners at First National Bank Bemidji are here to help. They've been working with families for generations, helping them to build and buy homes, send kids off to college, and make plans for retirement. When it comes to financial needs, you can count on your friends at First National Bank Bemidji to help you do the heavy lifting.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Marketplace Foods.
Hi, Mike McNeil here at Marketplace Foods. We are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop into Marketplace and let Paul, Chris, Brandon, Phil, or Fritz pick out Angus Pride steaks for you.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
When your home or business suffers water, fire, or storm damage, call ServPro Bemidji, Grand Rapids, and Hibbing. ServPro specializes in cleanup and restoration of residential and commercial property after fire, flood, storm, or other damage. ServPro can also mitigate mold or mildew and is certified for biohazard cleanup. With expert certification and advanced equipment, their goal is to make it like it never happened. We're faster to any size disaster. Call ServPro 218-999-9799 or visit ServPro.com.
Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Mix 103.7.
The Beaver Radio Network. I'm Brian Schultz. BC men's hockey team won last night in Houghton. Game two of the series tonight. Joined by Michael Bitzer, junior goalie for the Beavers. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you very much.
And a couple of big saves early on in the game. Personally, do you like getting thrown to the wolves early, or do you like easing your way into a game?
Doesn't really matter to me. If I make the saves, then it does matter. But if I give up the goals, then I prefer the other one, I guess.
You guys didn't play bad last week. But how bad did you need to win last night?
We needed a win bad. Last weekend, like you said, we didn't play terrible. But, you know, I don't think it was our game. We didn't quite have the intensity and, you know, didn't play Beaver hockey. And it was just good to get back on track last night and hopefully keep it rolling in the league play.
How badly do you guys need all three Fitzies in the locker room healthy?
Bad. They're all good players and showed last night. Leo's first game back and gets a huge goal for us. And, you know, it's just nice because those three bring a lot of offense every night. And, yeah, it's huge.
How do you like playing here in Houghton?
I like it. It's a cool rink and cool atmosphere. A lot of fans, really loud. Enjoy it.
Which rink gives you the best view of the puck?
They're all the same. I don't know. The puck doesn't look any different.
Thanksgiving was last week. What are you most thankful for?
Family and friends and my opportunity here at Bemidji State. Lucky to get this opportunity, and I wouldn't be here without my family. So thankful for both of them.
Best of luck tonight.
Thank you very much.
Beaver goalie Michael Bitzer has allowed one goal last night. He improves to 12-3-1 in the season, leads the country in wins with 12, goals against average of 1.43, second in shutouts with 3, third in save percentage at 940. Yeah, it's been that kind of year for Bits. His head coach, Tom Ceratori, when we return, but it's a pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's the Venusa pregame show. Mix 103.7.
Roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
CarQuest of Bemidji is your locally owned auto parts store with a large inventory of auto parts for the vehicles northern Minnesotans like to drive and great pricing for over-the-counter do-it-yourselfers. Or bring it in to our ASE-certified mechanics for all of your automotive and automotive fleet needs. Come visit your friends at your locally owned CarQuest in front of Menards in Bemidji. Open 7 days a week, including 10 to 3 on Sundays.
And roll in to CarQuest and roll on.
Here's the sounds of fishing in an ice castle fish house from Corner Sports.
Looks right, throws right, down the sideline. Oh, go back to the next one.
Get your ice castle today from the area's longest-running ice castle dealer. Come to Corner Sports for great prices on scratch-and-dent models. Excellent financing rates available. As low as 2.99% on approved credit. Outfitting you to catch fish on the water and on the ice. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free, it's easy, and we'll give you $50 toward merchandise, travel, and more. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company, on for you.
Hey, Paul, know what I love about Greenmill's special pasta and wine menu?
The fact that guests get a free bottle of house wine when they buy two delicious Greenmill pastas?
The free house wine with two pasta deal is cool, too, but no.
Well, we're waiting.
I get to say pasta.
Okay. Well, I think most people will be excited about Greenmill's limited-time pasta menu and the free house wine.
Maybe they haven't said pasta enough.
I wish everyone could see me shaking my head. Greenmill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And wine and pasta.
We'll see you at the mill.
Beaver Hockey and more online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Hockey.
Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network, Part 2 with Coach Tom Cerratore. Early on, Tom, you had great balance in scoring. Lately, that hasn't been the case. You've also shortened the bench a little bit. Those games get a little tighter and such. How much do you need to balance relying on the same guys to always score and still play the way that you need to?
Schulze, it's hard to get balanced scoring. Take a look at any NHL team. Take a look after four or five. There's always a dip. I mean, it's just the way it is. I don't care what sport it is. There's always going to be a dip in whatever statistical data they use. I don't care if it's baseball. I don't care if it's football. Whatever it is, there's always going to be a dip. As much as I would love to have balanced scoring, that's just typically not a reality. And, you know, you want to get secondary scoring, there's no question. And when you do, it's just a huge shot in the arm for you, but it's difficult as well. And, I mean, actually, Schulze, we haven't shortened our bench. We've actually been increasing. I think we've been increasing our, you know what, our reps as far as all four lines. We've been going pretty hard, four lines, and pretty religiously. And I think that fourth line of ours has played extremely well. I think they're pretty good on the backside of the puck. But it's hard. It's hard. And you hope to that those third and fourth lines can chalk up a goal for you maybe, you know, every other game. But sometimes, again, it's easier said than done.
I've been meaning to ask you for a while. Never had time until today. What are you guys looking for on that power play breakout four wide in the drop pass to Whitey?
You just want to have possession on your entries. You just want to have possession on your entries. That's all. And they did a great job last night. They did a great job neutralizing us. They did a great job on their power play breakout against our up ice. And typically we actually neutralize the power play breakout pretty good in the neutral zone. And we forced a lot of dumps and a lot of releases and allowed us to get the first touch. But last night they did an outstanding job on us, and they were making some long passes. And we have to make some adjustments on the PK, and we had to make some adjustments on the power play breakout last night, where we just went from that. We call it a bump back. We had to eliminate the bump back, and we just had to go to a double swing just to try to make sure that we had some speed on our entries. But a lot of times you got to chip it, and when you chip it, then you obviously have to get first touch, but you want to possess it if you can.
Last year, Tech was called for 128 penalties. They've already been called for 113 this year. I know that you've got an increase in calling some of that stuff that hadn't been called in years past, but that's a ridiculous number. How much do you need success in the power play tonight if they're going to keep taking penalties?
Well, I think we had more penalties last night than them, so what the heck? I don't know. It all depends on how the game is called. It doesn't matter with how many penalties they've had in the past. It all depends on how many penalties they're going to get tonight. And, I think when you play us, there's not going to be a lot of penalties. If you take a look at both teams, we can play a highly penalized team, but we don't take a lot of penalties, and it seems to me that the game's obviously, again, there's just fewer penalties called in the game. So it's one of those things that obviously I'm not going to worry about, but if we get the opportunity, we got to get a power play goal, and hey, they got to get a power play goal too. I mean, either team gets a power play goal last night, it's a different ball game. We extend our lead, and they obviously tie it up. So You know, the power plays always, you know, plays a significant role in the game. But we'll see what happens tonight, Schulze.
Best of luck.
Thanks, pal.
Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Donlinger GM.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Your big event is here. Whether it's a new member of your family, a new business opportunity, or maybe it's time to build or buy a new home. Whatever the big event, you'll need to make important financial choices. First National Bank Bemidji is here to help. They have years of experience helping people and families achieve their financial goals at every stage of life. Stop by or call any of their offices. First National Bank Bemidji, here for you.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Every day made better at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. The holidays are here, and it's time to spread some holiday cheer. From now to the end of the year, we are offering up to 40% off select hot tubs, game tables, and saunas. Buy yourself the best gift possible, the gift of good health. Soaking in a hot spring spa with the Ace Saltwater System benefits your heart, your mind, and your overall well-being. Come find out how we can pay your finance charges with special holiday financing. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji, look for the big duck across from Target.
Donlinger GM of Bemidji salutes Bemidji State University Athletics. The hard work and team building of Beaver sports sets the tone for future success in life. Travel your new roads in life with celebrated new Chevy vehicles or top quality used vehicles, trucks, and SUVs from Donlinger GM. Their certified service and parts department offers great service specials to keep your vehicle in winning condition. With the longest sales, service, and parts hours in Bemidji, Donlinger GM. 2310 Paul Bunny Drive Northwest, Bemidji. Chevy. Find new roads.
Strict attention to detail. That's what sets the new Pure Kubota SSV 75 wheeled skid steer apart. It's how we improve performance, increased strength, and engineered it precisely at every level. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Now through December 31st, 2016, see Acme Tools for details about costs and terms. Acme Tools, your full-line Kubota dealer. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Mix 103.7.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio here at the McInnis Ice Arena in Houghton, Michigan. Beaver Hockey tonight here on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by Otter Tail Power. Time for tonight's starting lineups. For the visitors in green, trimmed in white, green pants, green helmets, your Bemidji State Beavers. Starting in goal is junior Michael Bitzer. Junior from Moorhead, 12-3-1 in the season, 1.43 goals against and a 940 save percentage. His defenseman, Brett Beauvais, the junior from Summerside, Prince Edward Island, and Dan Billett, the sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. Left winger, Leo Fitzgerald, junior from Port Alberni, B.C. Right winger, Brennan Harms, the senior from Steinbach, Manitoba. In the middle, Jerry Fitzgerald, the junior from Port Alberni. Beavers at 12-4-1 on the season, 12-0-1-1, unbeaten in WCHA play. Time for the starting lineups for the Michigan Tech Huskies. Starting in goal will be the freshman out of Langley, British Columbia, Angus Redmond. Defenseman Cliff Watson, a captain, a senior from Appleton, Wisconsin, and Mitch Ranke, a freshman from Stillwater. Left winger is Tyler Hannon, a senior from Delano, Minnesota. Right winger is Chris Gary, a freshman from Red Deer, Alberta. In the middle, Alex Smith, a freshman from Edmonton. So it's two wings from the second line and the center from the third line to start for the Tech Huskies. Michigan Tech at 9-7-3 overall. 8-3-2-1 in the WCHA. Michigan Tech in cream, trimmed in gold and black, black pants and black helmets. Officials for tonight's game, Tony Check and Bobby Lucasen are the referees, the linesmen, Jan Japeri and Ryan Gordon. They did call more penalties against the Beavers last night, even though Michigan Tech has been whistled for
113 penalties already. The Beavers just 72 penalties so far. Another packed house here at the McInnis Ice Arena. The Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio. To the best pep band in hockey, our national anthem. Face-off, Bemidji State and Michigan Tech's Huskies. Michigan Tech leads the all-time series 10-7-4. Before last night, the Beavers' last win over the Tech Huskies was February 19th of last year. The Beavers won 3-0. The very next night, Michigan Tech won 9-2. Here in Houghton, Beavers trail the series. Five wins for Michigan Tech, three wins, and four ties for the Beavers. First National Bank keys of the game tonight. For the Beavers, I think it's just keep on the attack. Bemidji State has scored the first goal in the majority of games so far this season. Didn't last night. Had to come from behind. Two Fitzies and a Harms. Beauvais and Billet. Referees ready. Teams ready. Goalie's ready. Goal judge is ready. Sherry Fitzgerald and Alex Smith doing some stick jostling in the center faceoff circle. Both smacking each other in the top of the foot, right in the skate. The referee won't drop the puck. Here we go. We're underway. Beaver hockey on the Beaver Radio Network. Michigan Tech picks up the puck, launches it ahead, and they ice it. Just 6 seconds into the game, they were a stride away from the red line and threw the puck up the far side wall. That was Cliff Watson. Beavers will get an offensive zone faceoff. Beaver hockey brought to you by Corner Sports. Authorized dealer for Lund, Crestliner, and Bennington Boats and Ice Castle Fish Houses, and also by First National Bank, a partnership for generations. Beavers control off of the draw. Jerry Fitzgerald sends it around to the near side boards. Brendan Harms will pick it up left half wall, chops it back down low. Picked up there by Jerry. He's pinned up along the boards by Mitch Ranke. Michigan Tech brings it up the near side wall. Pinched off there by Leo Fitzgerald. Hannon will come away with it anyway. He'll get to the red line and backhand it in for Michigan Tech. Hits the end wall. Comes around to the near side. Billet pushes it over to the far side boards. Cannot clear the zone. It's held there by Shane Hanna. Wrapped around to the near side boards. Leo Fitzgerald throws it high up over the head of Roy. Jerry Fitzgerald comes into the offensive zone, gets smacked down to the ice, on his knees, goes sliding past the puck. Michigan Tech will pick it up. Mike Neville with it back behind the net. We'll leave it for Shane Hanna. Far side wall, Matt Roy, Michigan Tech, from left to right. Picked off by Kyle Bauman. Bauman will bring it back into the offensive zone. He's chopped off of the play. Bauman will go pick it up along the end wall. Tries to feed it to Charlie O'Connor and cannot. It's picked up now by Matt Roy. Beavers wrap it around to the near side as they stole it from Roy. Beaudry goes cross ice to White Cloud. White Cloud with it, right point. No score, 18:40 left here in the first. White Cloud's wrist shot gets through traffic, and Angus Redmond will hang on. Lots on the line this weekend. The Beavers made things a little easier on themselves with a win, however, last night. Bauman on the draw with Jake Lucchini. Bauman wins it back for White Cloud. White Cloud shot got blocked. Picked up by Lucchini. He'll toss it up into the air. That one gets past Beaudry. Is he going to get far enough? No, they'll wave off icing. Beaudry will pick it up. Leaves it for White Cloud. Right corner defensive end. Beavers push it up the near side wall to Bauman into the neutral zone. Stolen away there by Dane Burks. Michigan Tech brings it into the offensive zone. Les Brant's high slot. Knocked down as he shoots. And the Beavers will clear it out towards center ice. 18-10 left, first period, one shot apiece. Les Brant's for Michigan Tech, right side wall. Plays it back up to the point for Auk. Over it goes now for Cliff Watson. He'll bank one off the end wall. Comes to the near side boards. Marinaccio tries to push it ahead to center. It's picked off again by Michigan Tech. Back on the half wall it comes. Marinaccio will steal it away once again. Pushes it ahead of the line. Ranky will hold. Ranky's shot comes in on Bitzer. He'll hang on. 17:46 left here in the first. We are scoreless. Beaver head coach Tom Cerruturi earlier in the week. You bet it's a big weekend.
You know, every game's important, and we've done a good job of giving ourselves a cushion. But, you know, now you're going into a hornet's nest. And it's a very difficult arena to play in. It's a very good hockey team. They're playing the best hockey right now in the WCHA of any team. So, they're the team right now. They're the team right now that's playing extremely well. They're hard to play against, and they're playing the best of any team in the WCHA.
Michigan Tech had a shot from the doorstep that was turned away by Bitzer. Rebound went wide, and the Beavers were able to clear. Michigan Tech brings it back in. Beavers send it right back out. It comes. Alex Gillies wraps it right back in. Bitzer will stop it. Michigan Tech off at a change. Tech's bench to the near side. Beaver bench to the far side of the ice. Penalty boxes here to the near side. Roy over for Shane Hanna. Back for Roy. Ahead now for Gary. Gary brings it into the offensive zone. Centers a pass picked off by Carter Struthers. Trickles off of Struthers' stick. And Michael Bitzer will cover it up. 16:54 left first period. Tech out shooting the Beavers 3-1. Victory last night snapped a two-game losing skid. Allowed the Beavers to stay unbeaten in league play. Best start in league play since 1983. The Beavers were undefeated that whole season. Beavers steal Soucier. 3-on-2. Back the other way. Soucier along the right side wall. Throws one on a backhand. Angus Redmond steers it to the inboards. Comes back out front, and Redmond will hang on. Don't forget, you can email the booth, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. It's part of our game day blog, powered by Paul Bunning Communications, the official digital provider to the Beaver Radio Network. BeaverRadioNetwork.com, click on game day blog. Lucchini, faceoff win, defensive end for Michigan Tech. Les Brant tries to clear, can't. Brennan Harms sends it right back down low. It's picked up there by Matt Roy. Turned over by Michigan Tech. Leo Fitzgerald turns and fires. That one hits a shin pad and kicks to the left side corner. Leo gets it back, sends it over to the far side boards. Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry has it right half wall, wraps it around behind the goal. Picked up there by Matt Roy. He'll spin it around to the near side. Beauvais holds blue line left to the half wall for Leo. Back behind the net for Brennan Harms. Puck jumps off the blade of his stick. Sent towards center now by Lucchini. Onto the stick of Roy. Now Les Brant. Les Brant throws it through traffic, and that one goes all the way through to the end wall. Beavers will pick it up, bank it off of the glass, and clear the pressure. 15:50 left in the first. Tech right back into the offensive zone. Shot by Auk. Goes off a shin pad. The Beavers will watch it go out towards center. Michigan Tech will pick it back up.
and they were offside. 15:40 left first period. Shots are 3-2 in favor of Michigan Tech. Beaver football team victorious today. Mineral Water Bowl in Excelsior Springs. 36-23 the final. You heard it here on the Beaver Radio Network with Steve Pappas on the call. Whistle off of the draw. We're going to drop it again. Center faceoff circle, 15:40 to go. Mike Neville being instructed by the linesman to move back. And Kyle Bauman wins the draw cleanly. Back for Tommy Muck, who wraps it in. Augustus Redmond stops it back behind the goal. Picked up there by Dane Burks. Burks throws on the brakes, feeds it behind the net now for Mark Hawk. Onto the near side and up into the Michigan Tech bench. 15:27 left. First period. Beavers will host Lake Superior State next weekend. The Lake State Lakers. At home this weekend against Bowling Green. Tommy Muck, blue line right, slides the puck around, right corner to left. Bauman up top for Struthers. Rink wide pass finds Muck. Muck, bottom of the circle, feeds Marinaccio. Looked like the Beavers were on a power play. They weren't. Comes back to the point, and Carter Struthers will have to go track it down. Jumped over the blade of his stick. Beavers dump it in. Beavers will go off at a change. Michigan Tech up the near side boards. Neville sends it in deep. Bitzer returns it right where it came from. Jay Dickman, rink wide pass. Miles Fitzgerald, he'll chop it in deep. 14:42 left, first period. Scoreless hockey game. Shots are three apiece. Beavers steal. Dickman out in front gets knocked down to the ice by Chris Leibinger. Michigan Tech brings it to center for Ranky. Throw it back into his own end for Cliff Watson. Watson throws it to the neutral zone, stolen by Dickman. Dickman will backhand it in and peel off in a line change. And Nate Arntz will go in deep. He plays the body of Mitch Ranky along the end boards. Michigan Tech sends it up the wall and out towards center ice it comes. Controlled now by Mason Blacklock into the offensive zone. Puck rolls away from him. Beaudry turns the puck over, comes in down low. They're shooting the score. Another turnover in the own zone. Chris Leibinger will get credit for the goal. Not quite 6 minutes in. Justin Beaudry lost the puck on the end wall and allowed Mason Blacklock to feed it out front. Leibinger gets the goal. Assist to Alex Gillies and a Mason Blacklock. Michigan Tech leads 1-0, just like they did last night. Last night it took the Beavers less than a minute to answer. Michigan Tech off the glass and out to center ice. Billet steals it away from Gary. Billet feeds Bove, and Bove will turn and head up ice to Leo Fitzgerald. Backhands it in deep. Beavers will change. Michigan Tech races towards the offensive blue line. Puck stopped there at the red line by White Cloud. Beavers bring it back in. Jerry Fitzgerald tries to feed it across for Leo, and it hit traffic. Comes back up to the point. White Cloud backhands out towards center. Picked up there by Justin Beaudry. He'll wrap it in deep. Beavers finish the line change. 12:50 left in first period. Michigan Tech leads 1-0. Tech tries to push to center. That's Alex Smith. White Cloud knocks it down. Picked back up by Tyler Hannon. He'll race into the offensive zone. White Cloud slides down, steals the puck away from him. Now it's picked up again by Alex Smith. Back up to the point for Dane Burks. His shot misses the target. Brennan Harms gathers it up, flutters it into the neutral zone. Gloved and dropped by Burks, and backhanded right back in by Michigan Tech. Tech leads 1-0. Beavers, Zach Whitecloud to center. Charlie O'Connor banks one off of the boards. Bauman in hot pursuit. Puck stolen away, though, by Mitch Rinke. Bauman will steal it from Rinke anyway. Stolen right back. Picked up now by Cliff Watson. He'll go off the glass and out to center ice. Carter Struthers gets bumped into by Neville. Neville broke his stick, I think. Beavers will dump that one into the Michigan Tech bench. 11:58 left, first period. Michigan Tech leads 1-0. This is Beaver Hockey from the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio at Michigan Tech. Beavers lead 1-0 on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Pepsi Nye Bottling.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Hi, this is Phil from Deerwood Bank here in Bemidji. Free business checking ought to be, you know, free, as in no monthly service fees. Not today, next month, or next year. That's kind of the point. Small business owners, make sure you're not paying for free. If it's time to move your business account, let us do the heavy lifting. Bring in your statement, and we'll take care of the account transfers, automatic payments, payroll, everything. You don't work for us, we work for you. We're Deerwood Bank, member FDIC, and the bank with all the answers.
Your station for the Beaver Nation. This is Beaver Hockey.
Beaver Hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network. All weekend long brought to us by Otter Tail Power. Also brought to us by Taco John's Unwrap the Original. And by DS Beverages, distributors of Bud, Bud Light, and McGolden Light. Anheuser-Busch, the king of beers. Tech leads 1-0. Shot from the top of the right circle by Watson. Run off the draw. Deflects just wide. Beavers break out towards center ice. Marinaccio tries to feed Bauman in between the circles. And zinging right past him into the corner. Now back behind the net. Controlled by Cliff Watson. Banks it off the boards for Sturros. Out towards center comes now Neville. Neville tosses it to a dead area in the ice. Jackson goes after it. Carries it behind the goal. Circles around now into the left circle offensive end. Carries to the left side corner. Spins away from pressure from Tommy Muck. Back up top for Shane Hanna. Now Roy with a shot. That one goes zinging wide of the goal. Tech already leads 1-0. Sturros throws it back up to the point, and that one is unable to be held. It's picked up by Michigan Tech's Gavin Gold and carried right back in. Tech will change behind the play. Tommy Muck with a biscuit on the back of the goal out to Miles Fitzgerald. Miles gets to the red line, wraps it in deep. Beavers will go give chase. Into the right corner it goes. Miles Fitzgerald loses his stick. It's picked up by the Huskies. Lucchini tosses to center. That one hits Miles Fitzgerald. He's still without a stick. Miles jumps over the boards. And Beavers will get a change and a fresh body on that has a stick. And the net gets moved after Michael Bitzer had made a save. Beavers were headed up ice when they ran into the side of the goal and moved it off its pegs. L'Esperance was sitting on the back of the net. His contact didn't force the net to move. It moved on the near side after a Beaver had skated into it. 10:41 left here, first period. Tech leads shots on goal 6-3. And leads on the scoreboard 1-0. Bob in Ohio's email to Paul Moneyman Mailbag says, sounds like the beginning of last night's game. Hope it ends the same as last night's. Bob, I concur with that. You too can email the booth, BeaverRadioNetwork.com, part of our game day blog. Shane Hanna throws it in deep. Back behind the net. Beavers push it up the far side boards. Beaudry gets smacked off of the play. White Cloud cannot clear. Shot comes in, hits Bitzer right in the chest. Zach Whitecloud gets it off the glass. Still can't clear the zone. Now in a second effort, T.J. Rue does. Michigan Tech tags up, goes right back into the offensive zone. Matt Roy, left side wall with it. Throws it down low into the corner. Picked up by Whitecloud. Whitecloud smacked off of the play. Controlled again by Mason Blacklock. Up to the blue line left for Hanna. Blue line middle for Roy. His shot deflects out in front and trickles right past the net. Justin Beaudry did a nice job of tying up Alex Gillies, or Gillies had an empty net to shoot it in. Soucier, did he get to the red line? Yes. He dumps it in. The Beavers will change. All Michigan Tech to start tonight. They lead 1-0. Shots are 8-3. Michigan Tech sends it in the offensive zone. Tommy Muck will play it out towards center ice. Nice pass on the stick of Jerry Fitzgerald. The drop pass now for Harms with a shot. And that one goes off the blocker of Angus Redmond, goes up and out of play. 9:26 left, first period. Michigan Tech with a 1-0 lead. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's brought to you by
Corner Sports
on the Beaver Radio Network.
Marketplace Foods. Hi, Mike McNeil here at Marketplace Foods. We are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop into Marketplace and let Paul, Chris, Brandon, Phil, or Fritz pick out Angus Pride steaks for you.
Beaver Hockey and more online at BeaverRadioNetwork.com. This is Beaver Hockey.
Yeah, I mean, I know that was our freshman year, so it was kind of a tough weekend for us. It was a tough weekend. It's a tough place to play in, probably whether it's Winter Carnival or not. So,
yeah, it was a pretty crazy atmosphere in there last time. All we remember, it was 2 years ago, they just had a phenomenal band. That's what we remember. But, so hopefully the band's back.
Didn't remember losing twice. Remember the band. That was the Beavers. Kyle Bauman first, then Brett Bove second, talking about the last time the Beavers were here, which was 2 years ago. Beavers will come back next year for Winter Carnival. Oh, joy. Breaking out of his own end, Dane Burks. Puck stolen away by Brendan Harms. Harms brings it back into the offensive zone. Harms got chopped down, nothing called. Puck goes into the left side corner. Marinaccio tries to feed it behind the net for Leo, and Michigan Tech steals and tosses it right into their own bench. 8:40 to go here in the opening period. Shots are 8-4 Tech. Goals are 1-0 Tech. Michigan Tech, Winter Carnival, one of the great traditions in college hockey. College in general. All the frat houses and sorority houses build ice sculptures right out in front of frat row. Fantastic time to be here. And it is nuts in this building for Winter Carnival. Charlie O'Connor. Gimpy going off the ice. Beavers will bring it back into the offensive zone. Dan Billett carries in. Billett backhands one towards the goal and misses the target. And out comes Michigan Tech. Into the offensive zone is Cliff Watson. Drop pass with a shot right into the pads of Bitzer, and there's no rebound. And Reed Sturos was maybe checking out what size helmet Michael Bitzer was wearing. He was that close to him, standing right over the top of the helmet. Bitzer did not give up the rebound. Beavers have been here for Winter Carnival twice. Next year will be the third. Face off here to Bitzer's right. Beavers trail 1-0. Face off win for Nate Arntz. Beavers fling it to center ice, picked right off by Michigan Tech. Les Bruns stick handles into the offensive zone. Jay Dickman steals it away from him for a moment. Back behind the net, picked up by Lucchini. Lost his stick. Now a shot comes in, blocked by Beaudry right in the chest, right between the circles. Dickman tosses it ahead for Miles Fitzgerald. Miles puts it onto the stick of Nate Arntz. Arntz feeds Dickman out front. Shot comes in. Save made by Angus Redmond. Jay Dickman right out in front all alone. Beavers unfortunate there. Tech drops up the puck again. Jordan Heller races up the ice for the Beavers. Tries to lay a hit on the end wall and came up with air. Blue line right. Carter Struthers will hold. Down low into the corner now for TJ Rue. Rue throws it down low for Heller. Heller's tied up along the end wall. Puck pops out in front. Soucier chops at it. Can't steer it towards the net. Blue line right. Struthers plays it back down low into the corner. It's picked up again by TJ Rue. Rue back up to the top. Chopped ahead by Michigan Tech. Fluttering puck won't get all the way up the ice for icing. Michigan Tech will change. Tommy Muck puts it onto the stick of Carter Struthers. Struthers stick handles with it. Plays it ahead for Rue. Rue turns the puck over at the red line. picked up by Leibinger. 6:35 left, opening period. Tech leads 1-0. Down low, Leibinger backhands the centering pass, goes all the way to the left side corner. Jerry Fitzgerald ties his man up there. Struthers on the near side post, knocks the puck off of Chris Leibinger's stick. Goes back over to the far side boards, controlled there by Auk. Auk shoved aside by Brennan Harms. Harms will stick handle out towards center ice. Harms dumps it in deep. Redmond will stop it there along the end wall. Picked up now by Jerry Fitzgerald. Tries to feed a pass into the middle for Harms. And it's stolen away by Dane Burks. Michigan Tech doing a nice job defensively tonight. They always do. They have been on the attack most of the night offensively. Hanen in over skates the puck. Zone entry. Beavers chop back to center. At his own blue line now is Mitch Rehnke. Rehnke to Sturos. Hanenin has it now for Michigan Tech as Jerry Fitzgerald knocks the puck away from him. Sturos into the offensive zone. Feeds it down low, right side for Alex Smith. 5:33 left, opening period. Beauvais steals the puck away from Sturos for a moment. Fed back up top for Hanenin. Shot comes in, deflected. Bitzer made a partial save, then it was swept up to the blue line by the Beavers, but not out. Hanenin, top of the left circle, winds and fires. That shot blocked by Billet. Hanenin will go get it back. Feeds it behind the net now for Alex Smith. Out front for Sturos. Sturos walks out in front of the goal. Bitzer will make the save, and he covers it up. 5:05 left, first period. Bemidji State . If you are a Rocky fan, Mick would be ready to throw in the white towel already here. Just 12 shots, but continuous pressure in the offensive end for Michigan Tech here in this first period. Michigan Tech got beat last night 3-1. Beaver's lead is extended to 11 in the WCHA. Hoping to get it to 14 after tonight. Loose puck kicked towards center by Gold. Gavin Gold loses control. Jay Dickman will bring it right back in. Dickman shot blocked, picked up by Lesperance. He'll carry it right back to center ice 2-on-2. Into the offensive zone, works around White Cloud. Lesperance comes in on a backhand, lost control of the puck. Now it's picked up by Michigan Tech. They're going to wave it off. Lesperance is in the crease. Waved off immediately. Lesperance went driving to the net. The puck was in there at first, but then the puck kicked out. And this will be our first video review, I believe, of the day. Or of the weekend. The ref comes over to talk with Mel Pearson. Instead of going into review, now they will go into review. Again, Lesperance was there with the puck. The puck left, and he stayed put. We'll see what happens here as the referees have gone into the replay booth for the first time this weekend. Tech already leads 1-0. WCHA scoreboard tonight. Bowling Green on the road at Lake State. Bowling Green leads 1-0. 6:46 left in the first. Later on tonight, Alaska on the road at Minnesota State. Ferris State on the road at Alabama Huntsville. And late tonight, Northern Michigan on the road at Alaska Anchorage. BSU women's hockey lost at Minnesota State 3-2. The BSU football team defeated Washburn in the Mineral Water Bowl 36-23. Congratulations to Coach Bolte and everyone on the Beaver football staff and all of the Beaver football players. Again, it's a 36-23 win tonight for Bemidji State's football team. Jordan Hine named the offensive MVP. Camille Alcurry named the defensive MVP. After replay, or after review, the goal is going to stay with no goal. Bemidji State needs to do a better job of clearing pucks. And now they are showing the replay. Lesperance came into the crease and ran over Bitzer. The puck came out of the crease, then went back in, and Les Brown's actually got his stick as he's laying on top of Bitzer's leg. Les Brown's got his stick on it and knocked it into the net. It's a heck of a play, but not at all legal. Bring the faceoff out to center. Tech wins the draw. One driven in by Roy. In on goal. Bitzer steers it away. Beaver send it out to center. 4:14 left. First period. Michigan Tech leads 1-0. Billet crunched along the end boards. Gets it over to Jordan Heller. Heller gets it to center. Only to the red line. It's wrapped right back in by Michigan Tech. Billet tries to leave it for Tommy Muck. Stolen away there by Alex Gillies. Back up to the point for Auk. His shot is blocked by Jordan Heller. Auk will get it back. Left corner. Shoved against the boards by Billet. Auk works through the check. Keeps the puck on his stick. Wraps it towards the goal and misses the target. Picked up down low by Gillies. He tries a centering pass. Hits a Beaver skate. Goes caroming right through the blue paint to the near side corner. Beavers chop it over to the far side wall. Bemidji State hasn't touched the puck a whole heck of a lot tonight. Shots are 14-5. Beavers trying to break out to center ice to Soucier. Stolen away. Haninen. Haninen keeps it into the offensive zone. Carries it back behind the net. Circles around to the top of the left circle. Feeds it up top for Auk. His shot got blocked by Jordan Heller. And Heller is able to, by about 6 inches, get the puck outside of the blue line. And back to center ice. Michigan Tech gathers it. Tosses it right back in on Bitzer. And he'll hang on. Beavers are hanging on for dear life here with 2:57 left. First period. Shots are 14-5. Beavers win the defensive zone faceoff. Arm slides it ahead. Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry comes in right down between the circles. Has his stick lifted, the puck trickles off the blade. Michigan Tech will toss it right back out towards center. Picked up by Struthers. Rink-wide Beaudry. He'll wrap it in deep. 2:35 left, first period. Angus Redmond stops the puck, sends it over to the far side boards. Back into the offensive zone is Gary. He's run off the play by Carter Struthers. And Bemidji State tosses to center. That was Harms looking for Jerry Fitzgerald. Too far. It's picked up by Ranky. 2:18 left, first period. Tech only leads by a goal. And icing is called on Michigan Tech. Bob is emailed back in the Paul Bunyan mailbag. Says, is their winter carnival week like the Paul Bunyan week they used to have at BSU? He's not sure when it stopped. Perhaps someone could email the booth with an answer. Well, I don't know what Paul Bunyan week was, Bob, but I know what winter carnival week is. So we can make an ice sculptures and drinking a lot of beer. There aren't too many sober students that week from what I hear. They are in this building and it is loud all weekend long. Michigan Tech could have one of the worst teams in all of college hockey on any given year, and they could have the number one team in the country in here for Winter Carnival Week and win by 7 goals. Very tough place to play. Beavers, offensive zone faceoff. Nate Arntz in the faceoff circle, right circle, along with Lucchini. Beavers unable to control the puck on their stick for very long. It's trapped around the right side wall. Picked up now by Lesbrons. He'll toss to center. Backhanded in now by Gavin Gold. Minute 40 left here in the opening period. Tech leads 1-0. Bemidji State pushes it ahead. Miles Fitzgerald can't get his stick on the puck. He's tied up by one of the Tech players, and a whistle is going to blow. Interference call, I believe, on Gavin Gold. A minute 32 left in the first period, and Bemidji State will go on an Otter Tail power play. First one tonight. Gold just ran into Miles Fitzgerald, 10 feet away from the puck. Neither team was able to get a power play goal last night. Otterton, a power play for the Beavers. Jerry Fitzgerald, blue line middle, Zach Whitecloud. Back from Marinaccio, Whitecloud with a shot, blocked out in front by Mike Neville and backhanded to center. He is hurt. He is having a hard time getting up. Beavers bring it back into the zone, and he guts it out. He's going to go stand in front of another slap shot. Jerry Fitzgerald, blue line middle. Right circle for Marinaccio. Shot through traffic. Somehow Angus Redmond tracks it and hangs on to it. That will allow Neville to get off the ice. Can't put any weight on his right foot. He stumbles his way into the bench. Minute 5 left here in the first. Marinaccio will take the draw along with Jake Lucchini. Puck tied up into the right circle. Michigan Tech, shorthander, races out 3-on-2. Sturros with it along the right side. Throws it rink wide. Brendan Harms taps it to the line. Can't get it out of the zone, however. It's onto the stick of Zach Whitecloud, and he'll muscle it ahead. 44 seconds left here in the first period. Whitecloud retreats back behind his own net. Heads up the middle of the rink. Pushes it to the near side for Marinaccio. Marinaccio goes cutting across the zone, the neutral zone. Marinaccio is wrapped up there from behind by Chris Leibinger. And Marinaccio gets tackled down along the end wall and then takes a couple of shots right to the back. Referee standing right there. Charlie O'Connor can't get his stick free from a Tech player who's grabbing onto it, and Tech will clear the zone. 11 seconds left here in the period. 35 seconds left in the man advantage. Beauvais carries it into the offensive zone. Throws on the brakes, left side wall. Feeds it down low. Miles Fitzgerald, and the horn will sound, ending the first period of play. The only offensive puck possession the Beavers really had in the period was there on the power play for the last minute and a half. Michigan Tech scores the period's first goal. And the Beavers are going to have to regroup and figure out a way to get pucks deep and neutralize the swarming Michigan Tech players right now. We have hit the Pepsi Nye bottling first intermission. We'll be joined by Tommy Muck here shortly. Outside the Beaver bench. Tommy, you guys obviously are on your heels a little bit. Michigan Tech's a little angry that you guys beat them last night. How do you just control the puck a little more and take better care of it and keep it away from them a little bit more?
Can you hear me?
Yeah. All right,
perfect. I mean, we just got to get pucks out of our zone. It's simple as that. You know, we're playing with it a little bit too much. We just have to simplify. Chip pucks off the glass, and, you know, I mean, they're pushing right now. So we just have to simplify and play our game.
How important is the next goal?
Very important.
What's your first impressions of coming on the road to this place?
You know, it's a great atmosphere, that's for sure. I mean, they've got a loud student section. You know, their fans are really into it. They're fast. It's really... I don't know. It's all in all just a great atmosphere.
End of the game last night, you and Dan Billett were on the ice together in final 30 seconds of a game. Coaches obviously have a lot of confidence in you. How much confidence do you get in them having confidence in you?
Yeah, it helps a lot. I mean, it's really easy playing with Dan. I mean, he's a great defender, and I mean, it's you know, it definitely is an honor to get out there in the last 30 seconds and, you know, try and help our team to the win, and, you know, it's really good to have their trust.
Best of luck here in the second.
Thank you.
Tommy Muck joining us outside the Beaver bench. The native of Invergrove Heights playing in his 16th career game tonight. Michigan Tech with a 1-0 lead here after one period of play. Pepsi Nye bottling first intermission starts now. First period stats and an installment of Bucky's Legends on the way for you. Tech 1, Beavers nothing through 20 minutes of play. This is Beaver Hockey here on an Otter Tail Power 10-game week here on the Beaver Radio Network.
is brought to you by
Otter Tail Power.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Hey, Paul, know what I love about Greenmill's special pasta and wine menu? The fact that guests get a free bottle of house wine when they buy two delicious Greenmill pastas?
The free house wine with two pasta deals cool, too, but no.
Well, we're waiting.
I get to say pasta.
Okay. Well, I think most people will be excited about Greenmill's limited-time pasta menu and the free house wine.
Maybe they haven't said pasta enough.
I wish everyone could see me shaking my head. Greenmill, pizza, pasta, beer and wings.
And wine and pasta.
We'll see you at the mill.
Here's the sounds of fishing in an Ice Castle Fish House from Corner Sports.
And it looks right, grows right, down the sideline. Oh, go back up to the mix again.
Get your Ice Castle today from the area's longest-running Ice Castle dealer. Come to Corner Sports for great prices on scratch-and-dent models. Excellent financing rates available, as low as 2.99% on approved credit. Outfitting you to catch fish on the water and on the ice. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji.
More national championships than you can count on two hands. This is Beaver Hockey. The first intermission is brought to you by Pepsi Nye Bottling. This is Beaver Hockey.
Change is easier with a partner to lend a helping hand. Your partners at First National Bank Bemidji are here to help. They've been working with families for generations, helping them to build and buy homes, send kids off to college, and make plans for retirement. When it comes to financial needs, you can count on your friends at First National Bank Bemidji to help you do the heavy lifting.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Every day made better at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. The holidays are here, and it's time to spread some holiday cheer. From now to the end of the year, we are offering up to 40% off select hot tubs, game tables, and saunas. Buy yourself the best gift possible, the gift of good health. Soaking in a hot spring spa with the Ace Saltwater System benefits your heart, your mind, and your overall well-being. Come find out how we can pay your finance charges with special holiday financing. At Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 of Bemidji, look for the big duck across from Target.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show.
Football.
Nah, turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light, raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
Tonight's Power Play is brought to you by Otter Tail Power.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio here at the McInnes Student Ice Arena. The BSU Beavers trail Michigan Tech 1-0 here, end of one period of play. Stats through the first, Beavers outshot 14-7. Not sure the Beavers even attempted many more than... Yeah, they attempted 13. Seven of them went on goal. Michigan Tech attempted 26. 14 of them went on goal. Yikes. The Beavers were 0-for-1 on the power play. They still have 28 seconds carrying over here to the second period. The Beavers did not get called for a penalty in the first. Got an installment of Bucky's Legends for you next. It's an Otter Tail Power 10-game weekend. Sign up for ePay right now at otpco.com/ePay. Bucky's Legends next here on the Beaver Radio Network. Mason Blacklock into the offensive zone. Puck rolls away from him. Beaudry turns the puck over, comes in down low, and they're shooting the score. Another turnover in the own zone. Chris Leibinger will get credit for the goal. Not quite 6 minutes in.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Skeeter Stitch.
Down
the Fever Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Yeah.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company. On for you.
When your home or business suffers water, fire, or storm damage, call ServPro Bemidji, Grand Rapids, and Hibbing. ServPro specializes in cleanup and restoration of residential and commercial property after fire, flood, storm, or other damage. ServPro can also mitigate mold or mildew and is certified for biohazard cleanup. With expert certification and advanced equipment, their goal is to make it like it never happened. We're faster to any size disaster. Call ServPro 218-999-9799 or visit ServPro.com.
Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Mix 103.7.
It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season marks the 50th year of R.H. Bob Peters' involvement in BSU Beaver hockey. His former players look back at his career. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The 2016-17 season marks the 50th year that R.H. Bob Peters has been involved with Beaver hockey. Jason Mack played at BSU from 1990 to 1994. He says he learned many life lessons from the coach, both on and off the ice.
I don't know if you ever felt like it was easy, because you were always on the edge, always on your toes, and you know, carrying on the tradition of Beaver hockey, it's, again, one of those cultures where, you know, nobody's going to put more pressure on yourself than you are as a player. And, you know, Coach Peters, he was pretty even keel that way, win, lose, whatever, but I think his message was consistent.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. More Beaver hockey when we return on the Beaver Radio Network.
Here's the sounds of fishing in an ice castle fish house from Corner Sports.
Looks right, throws right, down the sideline. Oh, go back to the next one.
Get your ice castle today from the area's longest-running ice castle dealer. Come to Corner Sports for great prices on scratch-and-dent models. Excellent financing rates available. As low as 2.99% on approved credit. Outfitting you to catch fish on the water and on the ice. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji.
This holiday season, Taco John's is letting you choose between two versions of Nachos Navidad. The first take, classic Nachos Navidad. Made with a mix of red and green tortilla chips and 100% American beef. Great for TJ fans who like their traditions traditional. Take two. The all-new Chicken Queso Nachos Navidad. Made with queso, slow-grilled chicken, and smoky poblano peppers. Perfect for people who love punched-up flavor. Two takes on Nachos Navidad. Two reasons to hit us up during the holidays. Taco John's. Unwrap the original.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch, of Bemidji.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
More national championships than you can count on two hands. This is Beaver Hockey.
Beaver Hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network all weekend long, courtesy of Otter Tail Power. Beaver Hockey also brought to you by Skeeter Stitch. We make you look good. By Benusa Appliance Sales and Service. You're going to love getting used to Benusa. And by Deerwood Bank. New logo, same locally owned bank for more than 100 years. Beavers this season went trailing after the first. 0-1-1. Michigan Tech this season went leading after the first are 7-1. Beavers do have 28 seconds of power play time. Carrying over here to the second period. The Michigan Tech Huskies were the better team there in the first period. Got it out. The team switch end. It'd be great if the Beavers would be able to get a power play goal here in the first 28 seconds. Beavers are 10 of 35 in the power play on Saturdays this season. That's just over 29%. Now, their overall record, their overall power play is at 22.2%. Kyle Bauman leads all Beavers with 6 power play points. He's on the ice right now. Michigan Tech wins the opening faceoff and rockets it ahead. Bitzer stops it for Leo, pushes it over to the far side boards there for Brett Beauvais. Beauvais has the puck stolen away. Comes right into Bitzer, off the stick of Reed Sturros. Jay Dickman will pick it up. He'll leave it back behind the goal. Beauvais, Miles Fitzgerald. Throws it ahead. Penalty is done. Bauman, right half wall, sends it back down low. Jay Dickman has it. Dickman shoves it over to the far side wall. Picked up there by Miles Fitzgerald. Backhanded down low once again. Dickman tries to take it off the stick of Cliff Watson. We've played 45 seconds of this second period. Beavers have had it in the offensive zone for most of that time. Now Michigan Tech brings it ahead to center. Reed Sturros crosses the red line and backhands it in deep. He'll go back on a line change. Robbie Gold has it down low. Beaver steal it away from him. Pushed up the near side boards. Held now at the point by Gary. Down low comes for Alex Smith. He tries to shove it through the skates of Dan Billett. Brett Beauvais will pick it up. Beauvais now fans on it. Ducks under a hit from Alex Smith. Feeds it back for Billett. Billett over for Jordan Heller. Cross-ice pass, TJ Rue. Rue will get to the red line. Fires the puck all the way up the ice. Beavers will change. 18:31 left, second period. Beavers trail 1-0. Michigan Tech Player just coming out of the ice, handing it, plays the puck. And a penalty is upcoming now as Zach Whitecloud gets the blade of the stick of Hanninen right to the face. And they call the penalty on Leo Fitzgerald for holding. Zach Whitecloud took the blade of the stick of Hanninen right underneath the chops. And they call Leo Fitzgerald on a hold. I will be the first to admit I was watching the blade of the stick hit Zach Whitecloud. I have no idea what Leo Fitzgerald did. The Michigan Tech is going on an Otter Tail power play. Shot by Lesperon's blocked. Beavers will steal it. Now Kyle Bauman is tripped up and a penalty on Michigan Tech. And Jake Lucchini skates right up to the referee and starts screaming at him. It is one of my biggest pet peeves. The stick went to the skates, tripped him. Plain as day. How do you argue about that call? How are you permitted to argue that call? So 4-on-4 for a minute 49. The Beavers with an 11-second power play then after that. Beavers offensive zone faceoff. It's controlled by Michigan Tech. Reed Sturros plays it back now for Matt Roy. Over to the far side, Shane Hanna. Hanna pinched off the line by or at the wall by Charlie O'Connor. Beavers keep it in the offensive zone. Wrapped around behind the goal, O'Connor pushes it back to the right side corner. Reed Sturros is there for Michigan Tech. Billets deals his pass and fires it back around to the left half boards. Shane Hanna carries it out towards center, stolen away by Kyle Bauman, and the Beavers were offside. As it's a good call by the linesman there. Charlie O'Connor was headed off the bench, and he was not over the boards completely when Bauman came back in. Absolute 100% right call, and the linesman right on top of it. Faceoff comes to center. Beavers will bring it right back in. Beaudry feeds it into the slot for Jerry Fitzgerald. Knocked off his stick. Harms gets it, tries to shovel it back for Beaudry, and that one got knocked down by Michigan Tech. Tech to the line and out to center. Jerry Fitzgerald waits for Brendan Harms to get out. Jerry comes right back in. Jerry goes racing towards the goal, tries to go top shelf, and he misses the net. Picked up by Michigan Tech. Alex Gillies races into the offensive zone. 1-0 Michigan Tech, 17:05 left here in the second period. 42 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Beaudry picks it up, feeds it to the middle of the rink for Brendan Harms. Harms crosses the red line, crosses the offensive line, drops it back Beaudry. His shot got knocked down. Another shot comes in, save made by Angus Redman. And he will cover up the rebound. Beavers have had two shots here in the second period. Michigan Tech has had none. Despite the fact that we've been 4-on-4. Leo Fitzgerald in the box. And Jake Lucchini in the box. Leo comes out in 29 seconds. Lucchini in 40. Beavers offensive zone faceoff. Nate Arntz left circle. Faceoff is won by Mike Neville. Michigan Tech throws to center. It's picked up by Beauvais. They'll put it onto the stick of Marinaccio, who will stick handle it into the offensive zone and just throw it into the left corner boards. Marinaccio tries to get it along the end wall. Lost an edge. Fell down. Michigan Tech races towards center ice. Jackson into the offensive zone for Neville. Hits Auk into the high slot. Shot got blocked there by Dan Billett. Nice job defensively by the sophomore Dan Billett. Leo out of the box. Power play for just 8 seconds. Beauvais stops. That will do it for Lucchini's penalty. We're back to even strength. Long headman pass finds TJ Rue into the offensive zone. Rue along the end boards. Roughed up a little bit. Michigan Tech races towards center ice. Pulled off of the stick there of Gavin Gold at center. Shane Hanna now tosses it in deep. Beaudry fires it ahead now for Jordan Heller. Heller, cross-ice pass. Beavers are offside at the line as that one from Heller got deflected. 15:40 left second period. Beavers have had a better start to the second here than they did in the first. Beaver hockey brought to us by CarQuest Auto Parts. Great people, great products, great prices, CarQuest Auto Parts. And by Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, every day made better. Faceoff just outside the Beaver offensive blue line. Leo, Jerry, and Harms. Jerry wins it back for Beaudry. Beaudry rockets it into the offensive zone. Angus Redmond will stop it there. 15:33 left, second period. Shots are 14-9 in favor of Tech. Goals are 1-0 in favor of Tech. Hannon knocked off the play by Tommy Muck. Tommy throws over to the far side boards. It's picked up now by Beaudry. He's shoved from behind, goes down. It was just a push, not a check or a cross check. Muck gets away with a little interference there along the end boards. I'll call a spade. Michigan Tech throws it back up to the point. Wrist shot through traffic by Ranky. Misses the net, hits the end boards. Ranky gets it back, rips one towards the goal. Bitzer's got it. And Bitzer takes a shot to the hands by Alex Smith. Smith getting a stern talking to by the referee. Timeout on the ice. Tech leads 1-0. 14:56 left second period. 1-0 Tech in the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Pepsi Nye Bottling.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Shop the Marketplace, Marketplace Foods.
Hi, Mike McNeil here at Marketplace Foods. We are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop into Marketplace and let Paul, Chris, Brandon, Phil, or Fritz pick out Angus Pride steaks for you.
Your station for the Beaver Nation. This is Beaver Hockey.
That's just the way hockey is sometimes. Sometimes you're out shooting the opponent and you have more chances and the puck's not going in the net, or you're just not getting a few bounces here and there and you get a hot goaltender or someone stands on their head. So yeah, it was a tough weekend, but I think we've been playing good all year. I don't think we need to get away from that.
That's the Beavers' Kyle Bauman talking a little bit about last weekend and how Beavers just need to keep on doing what they've been doing here in the hot start. Sturro steals the puck for Michigan Tech. Drives one towards Bitzer. He'll hang on, and Sturro was driving towards Bitzer, and Carter Struthers cuts him off at the pass. This is kind of turning into a rivalry here. Heated. There's more after the whistle stuff in this series this weekend than we've seen forever. The Beavers steal. Bauman high slot shot deflected by Ock up and out of play. Blatant turnover at the defensive blue line for Michigan Tech. Right to Kyle Bauman, who was, I may have been surprised the puck came right to him. Nice job by Auk to get a stick on the shot. Beavers offensive zone faceoff. Nate Arntz against Jake Lucchini. Right circle. Arntz wins the draw back cleanly. Bove to the right wall for Billet. Through traffic. Hits the inboards. Goes to the left side corner. Miles Fitzgerald up top for Bove. That one's deflected up and out of play. 14:24 left second period. Beavers trail Michigan Tech 1-0. Arntz on the draw here with Lesperance. Lesperance wins it to the end boards. Picked up now by Matt Roy. To the line, not out. Bove holds. Heavy shot through traffic. Misses the target, however. Michigan Tech will launch it ahead. Goes past Dan Billet, so they'll wave off icing. Billet feeds Beaudry. Beaudry feeds Nate Arntz. Arntz feeds Miles Fitzgerald into the neutral zone. Stolen away by Shane Hannon, driven right back up the ice. We've played 6 minutes of the second period. Michigan Tech leads 1-0. Hannah, left point for Michigan Tech. Holds the puck down low. Feeds Lesperance. It goes down low and just trickles past the right post. Picked back up by the Beavers, or excuse me, the Huskies. Lucchini feeds Lesperance. Lesperance into the left circle. Stick handles around with a puck. Throws it up towards the point. Held blue line middle there by Roy. Backhanded down low. Lesperance with it. Lesperance turns and fires. Run off the shin pad of Dan Billett. Another shot from the right side wall. Beavers just got away with a cross check at the side of the net. That was Dan Billett. Beavers able to clear. Michigan Tech taps the puck all the way up the ice. Bitzer will stop it. White Cloud feeds it over on the far side wall. Pushed to center by Soucier. 13:08 left, second period. Michigan Tech with a 1-0 lead. Bitzer spins it around. There at the point. Reinke with a shot. That one deflects into the right side corner. And that one was played with a high stick. Lead by Michigan Tech. Nope, by Bemidji State. They both swung at it. I couldn't quite tell who got it. Dr. Jim emails the Paul Bunyan and mailbag. Says hi to Sarah and Ty in South Dakota. I can do that for you, Jim. Says Michigan Tech is a chippy team. Beaver steal. Long breakout pass feeds Leo Fitzgerald. Leo hits the trailer. Jerry Fitzgerald with a shot. Save made. Rebound shot. Just sits on the top of the crease. And it's swept aside now by Cliff Watson. Boy, I like the chances of Jerry and Leo on a breakaway. Jerry with a shot. Clanks off the outside of the crossbar. Michigan Tech will pick up the puck and carry to center. Both Fitzgeralds with a couple of fantastic opportunities there. Michigan Tech turns and fires it right at the middle of the ice in on Michael Bitzer. 12:15 left, second period. Tech still clinging to a 1-0 lead. BSU has played much better and had much better offensive opportunities here in the second period than they did in the first. Tech brings it into the offensive zone again. Throws the centering pass. Reinke does. Swept aside by Charlie O'Connor. Back up top from Auk. His shot gets through traffic somehow. Bitzer gets a piece of it. Beaudry behind the net fires it around to the far side. It's picked up now by Marinaccio, and he's stripped of the puck. Tech tries the centering pass, got knocked down. Behind the goal it goes Beaudry. Beaudry carries it ahead and flutters it up into the air, into the neutral zone, picked up by Dane Burks. Michigan Tech right back in. Blacklock with it along the left side wall. Throws on the brakes. White Cloud shoves him down to the ice. Both gloves, no stick. A lot of that tonight. Into the boards, too. That was just a push where Blacklock fell. Beavers clear the zone. Neville brings it right back in. Shot comes in on Bitzer. Save made. And Bitzer then jumps down on top of the rebound. The referees have to separate a couple of members of each team as well. Shots are 18-11 in favor of Michigan Tech. Goals 1-0 in favor of Michigan Tech. Packed house here tonight at the McInnis Ice Arena. About 16 suites down here to my right. Nothing as far as seating to my left. There is some standing room behind the glass. And a good crowd here tonight. Tommy Muck back behind the goal for Carter Struthers. Wraps it up the far side boards. It's picked up by Lesperance, who gets a shot through traffic. Bitzer will glove it and hang on. 10:50 to go here in the second. Tech leads 1-0. Beaver Hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to us by Alan Zutz and Thrivin Financial, helping members be wise with money and live generously. By Pepsi and I Bottling, discover the joy of Pepsi-Cola. Beavers, defensive zone faceoff win for Nate Arntz. Behind the net, Tommy Muck up the near side boards. Hannah will hold. Hannah brings it down the left side wall, rips it through traffic over to the right side. Beavers chop it to the line but can't get it out. Hannah carries top of the left circle. Deeks now throws one. That one hit the knee of Dan Billett, and he's hurt. Tech throws a centering pass back up to the point. Unable to hold there was Matt Roy. And Tech brings it right back in offside, which is good because Dan Billett can hardly stand. Cannot put any weight on his right leg. Max has got a hard time turning his skates so he can get into the bench. He'll go right to the locker room. Beavers are short one of their steadiest defensemen right now. Michigan Tech tosses it out towards center ice. Midway point of the hockey game. Students counting down to halftime. Beavers fire the puck up the ice. Jordan Heller in a foot race there with Ranky. Heller gets to it first, fires it around to Soucier. Soucier behind the net looking for TJ Rue. Rue steals it away, fires it back up to the point for Carter Struthers. Struthers off the end boards. Ooh, Soucier flung it out and almost hit the goalie Angus Redmond in the back of the leg and went in. Trickled wide. Tech able to clear. 9:30 left, second period. Tech leads 1-0. Deflected in by Blacklock. That one goes up over the head of Bitzer. Hits the end boards. Muck will pick it up now for Bemidji State and leads the charge up ice. Tommy Muck throws it into the chest of Zach Whitecloud. Not a lot that Zach can do with that pass. Beavers finally able to fire it ahead towards center. Beavers. Justin Beaudry. Beavers just got away with too many men. They had too many guys on the ice. Neither one of them went and touched the puck that was sitting right there. It's the only saving grace for the Beavers. Back up to the point it comes. Leo Fitzgerald sends a bouncer in on Angus Redmond, and he will hang on. Beavers have been called for too many men two consecutive weekends. Last weekend and last night. 8:49 left in the second. Beavers playing better. Still down 1-0 on the Beaver Radio Network.
More Beaver hockey when we return on the Beaver Radio Network.
Little ones are watching, learning, copying, mimicking, mirroring. They're developing their unique personalities based on what you do. When you make the choice to save energy, they will too. Be the lead they want to follow. Visit otpco.com/saveenergy to learn about available rebates. Ottertail Power Company, on for you.
Tonight's Power Play is brought to you by Ottertail Power.
In fact, everything on the Beaver Radio Network this weekend is brought to you by Ottertail Power. Paying for energy bills the old-fashioned way takes time. Enroll in ePay now at otpco.com/ePay. Ottertail Power Company, on for you. Beavers have had a better second period here. Michigan Tech really took it at the Beavers in the first. Beavers have had more puck possession time and probably the better of the scoring chances here in the second period. Fitzies in particular had a couple of shifts in a row where they had a couple of nice shots and a couple of shots off the post. Michigan Tech fires it up the far side boards. Beavers trying to push it back up the wall. Knocked down by Neville. Out to the blue line. Carried towards center. Jerry Fitzgerald stood up there at the line by Matt Roy. Jerry somehow comes away with the puck anyway. Circles the wagons through the neutral zone. Banks it off of the boards to himself. Feeds it across for Harms. Knocked down out in front by Matt Roy. And Michigan Tech flings to center. Picked up by Struthers. And he'll wrap it back in. And a penalty is going to be called. As Struthers released the puck back into the zone, and he took an elbow right towards the chest. And guess what Jake Jackson is doing? Arguing. The referees are discussing whether or not it was a blatant intentional elbow, which would be 5 minutes. And Jake Jackson is questioning the call. They will say 2 minutes for an elbow. Now Mel Pearson is barking at the referee, and the referee gave him the stop sign and said that's enough. ASU athletic trainer Bill Cruz is back on the bench. Looking for Dan Billett. It's an Otter Tail power play. I'll look for Dan Billett when this is done. Beavers over to the far side wall, lose it, and Neville will clear it all the way up the ice. Jake Jackson, 2 minutes for elbowing. Beavers, Otter Tail power play. Billett is on the bench. Beavers bring it into the offensive zone. Jay Dickman pushes it ahead for Beauvais, over for Miles Fitzgerald, back behind the net for Leo Fitzgerald. Leo fires it back up top. Beauvais, rink wide, Bauman. Bauman, blue line right. Blue line left now for Beauvais. Top of the left circle, Leo Fitzgerald. Back up to the top, Bauman. His shot got blocked. Michigan Tech will clear. Minute 13 left here in the penalty time, courtesy of Otter Tail Power. 7:05 left in the second. Beavers still trail 1-0. Beauvais to Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry cross ice off the skates of Marinaccio. He redirects it in deep. It's picked up now by Michigan Tech and banked off the wall by Lucchini to center. Picked back up by Zach Whitecloud. 47 seconds left in the Otter Tail power play. Whitecloud carries all the way back to his own goal. Leads the charge right up the middle of the ice. Throws it over to the left side. Marinaccio loses control on zone entry. And it's fired up the ice by Matt Roy. 6:28 left in the second. Half a minute left in the Otter Tail power play. Whitecloud drops it back now for Jerry Fitzgerald through the center circle. Over for Whitecloud on the left. He'll throw it in deep. It's picked up there back behind the goal by Angus Redmond. He spins it around to the near side. Marinaccio gloves it, drops it. It's next touch by Charlie O'Connor, which is a hand pass. Which will bring the faceoff out to center. Six, 10 left. Jake Jackson on his feet in the penalty box. Michigan Tech controls off the draw. Hanninen brings it into the offensive zone. Penalty will expire in 3 seconds. Back behind the goal. It's picked up now by Beaudre. Justin Beaudre. Plays it ahead, T.J. Rue. That one will deflect into the Beaver penalty box. 5:48 left, second period. Tech with a 1-0 lead. Beaver hockey brought to us by Acme Tools. Do your best work. And by ServPro, fire and water cleanup like it never even happened. Shots are 18-11. Hasn't been much of anything here lately as far as shots towards goalies. Center ice faceoff in the center circle. Alex Smith wins the draw, draws it back into his own end. Angus Redmond stops it there, side of the net. Beavers, Jordan Heller stops it now in the half wall. The Beavers have it in the offensive zone. Beaudry, nifty move around Alex Smith. Beaudry around his man, and a whistle is blown as Soucier has his left heel in the crease. Unfortunate. Dan Billett blocked a shot with his knee. He is back on the ice right now. 5:34 left in the second. Clean faceoff win. Billett will dump it in deep. 1-0 Tech leads. Tech after the loose puck. Beavers will steal it away. That's Jay Dickman. Stops it there on the right circle. Dickman carries it towards the goal. Stops. Feeds it back up top now for Dan Billett. Cross-ice pass. Finds Beauvais. Beauvais off the end boards. Looks for a carom onto the stick of Bauman. Missed him. And Michigan Tech will launch it ahead. Dan Billett. Oh, the ref started to raise his arm as Billett got tripped and nothing got called. The arm started to go up. Beavers turn it over. Auk. Auk loses it down low into the corner. Billett takes a whack at him. Now drops Auk down into the left circle. Goes back behind the net. Shot by Alex Gillies. Misses the target. Nate Arntz loses it. Gillies out in front with a one-timer. That's Robbie Gold. And that one misses the net. Nate Arndt flutters it out into the neutral zone. Picked up by Kyle Bauman. Bauman off to the races. Bauman knocked down. She never got the shot off. Nice job of just angling Bauman away and then leaning on him and knocking him down to the ice. Robbie Gold back the other way for Michigan Tech. Puck stolen away from him by Tommy Muck. Picked up now by Beauvais. Beauvais will put it onto the stick of Leo Fitzgerald. Leo throws it in on goal. Save and a hang on by Angus Redmond with 4:09 left here in the second period. Tech with a 1-0 lead. The goal scored all the way back early in the first at 5:56 of the first by Chris Leiminger from Alex Gillies and Mason Blacklock. Timeout on the ice. Let's check scores from around the WCHA and BSU tonight. Bowling Green on the road at Lake State. That is now a 2-2 hockey game with 7:37 left in the second. Lake State comes to Bemidji next week. Alaska on the road at Minnesota State. That game is scoreless. 12:03 left in the first. Huntsville leads Ferris State 2-1 midway through the first. Later tonight, Northern Michigan on the road at Alaska Anchorage. North Dakota is playing Boston College tonight at Madison Square Garden. End of the first, scoreless. Other BSU action today. Beaver football team won the Mineral Water Bowl 36-23 over Washburn. Women's hockey lost at Minnesota State 3-2. Beavers with an offensive zone faceoff. Push the puck up the far side wall. It's stolen away there by Reed Sturrows. Sturrows with a headman pass. Tap towards the goal, and Bitzer will close the leg shut. Keeps it to a 1-0 game with 3:55 left here in the second. Shots are 20-13. One more Beaver score today. Sydney Arrington and Tatum Sheely each with 20 points. In double overtime, BSU women's basketball team lost 111-107. Two players with 20 points and you lose. That doesn't happen very darn often. 3:55 left here in the second. Offensive zone faceoff for Michigan Tech. Faceoff win for Kyle Bauman. Onto the near side board. Charlie O'Connor chops to center ice. Picked up there by Ranke at the red line. Feeds Neville right back into the offensive zones. Michigan Tech. Sturrows tries to go cross ice. That one's deflected down low into the right side corner. Picked up there by Billett. Now Tommy Muck. Muck knocked off the play by Neville. Centering pass. Sturrows rips it just wide of the right post. And the Beavers will pick it up and race towards center. Kyle Bauman. Bauman tries to get around Cliff Watson. Watson stopped him for a half a second. That was enough to not get called for a penalty, but enough to Keep Bauman from getting to the loose puck. Beavers hold it in. Blue line right. Beaudry with a shot. That one got knocked down by traffic. Sturrow slides it out of the stick of Jake Jackson. Jackson will get to the red line and bank it in deep. Michigan Tech is off on a change. 3 minutes to play here in the second period. Carter Struthers fires to center ice. It's picked up there by Hanenin. And Michigan Tech will go right back on the attack as the Beavers now change. Hannah ahead for Hanenin. Into the offensive zone. Hanenin just throws it down low around the left corner boards to behind the net. Struthers ties up there with Alex Smith. Smith fires it back up to the point for Shane Hanna. Cross ice to the right. Shot through traffic now by Matt Roy. That one misses the net. Hits the end wall. Heller tries to chop to center. Can't. It trickles back behind the goal. Beaudry tries to fire it ahead. He can. It got knocked down there by Chris Gary. Gary with a pass back up to the point. Ripped just wide by Matt Roy. Back up to the point. Roy will hold. Rink wide for Hanna on the left. He'll throw into the left side corner. Now back behind the net. Centering pass for Hanenin. Puck bounces around. Bitzer can't cover it. It goes to the end wall. Where it's picked up by Jay Dickman and backhanded to the near side boards. Hanna jumps down into the play for Michigan Tech. Heller loses control. This line's been out there an eternity. Back up to the point for Roy. Shot trickles to the left side wall. Picked back up by Michigan Tech. Alex Gillies' shot deflects up and out of play. finally a whistle. And a line change for Bemidji State with a minute 44 left in the second. Tech leads 1-0. Beaver Hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by the Green Mill. Pizza, pasta, beer, and wings, the Green Mill. By Paul Bunyan Communications, telephone, television, and the Gigazone. Visit paulbunyan.net for details. And also by Marketplace Foods, world-class quality and value, locally grown with passion. Beavers into the offensive zone. Brennan Harms circles the wagons. Harms has the stick knocked out of his hands. No penalty. Slash right out of his hands. Puck goes down low into the right side corner. Leo Fitzgerald chops it back to Harms. Harms gets the stick back. Harms feeds it back up to the point. If he's kicking field goals, that one was right through the uprights of both defensemen. Comes to center. Beaver sent it back in. Tech sends it right back out. Minute 8 left here in the second period. Harms tries to push it in deep. Stolen by Ock. Leibinger from the neutral zone flutters it in deep. Dan Billett goes and gets it for the Beavers. Tech changing behind the play. Fluttered out towards center by Leo Fitzgerald. Stolen away, though, by Robbie Gold. Gold will dump it back in from the red line. Bitzer stops it. Fires it over to the far side wall. It's held there by Ranke. Down low it comes for Gold behind the net. Picked up now by Michigan Tech's Lucchini. He tries to fire towards the net. Can't. Picked up again by Gold. Throws it in between the circles. And a one-timer by Lesperance is fanned on. Comes to center. Tech dumps it right back in with 25 seconds to go here in the period. Marinaccio onto the stick of Bauman. Bauman stick handles around his man. Now throws on the brakes, waits for the line change to happen. Puts it onto the stick of Charlie O'Connor, who got chopped down. Now fed back up for Beaudry. Down low with a shot from Bemidji State. Scores! Charlie O'Connor there on the doorstep. The puck came trickling through the pads of Angus Redmond. And with 8.7 seconds left in the second period, Bemidji State has tied the hockey game. Fight to the bitter finish, folks. O'Connor just standing there on the doorstep. Beavers tie it on their 15th shot. O'Connor had a goal last night. It was empty net. That one was almost an empty net, but with a goalie standing there. Beavers have tied it. Final 10 seconds of a period. Michigan Tech right on the attack. Rips a shot just wide and the horn will sound. How did they do that in 8 seconds? Yikes. 19:52, the time of the goal for Charlie O'Connor. Beaudry gets one assist. I'm not sure who shot the puck from the side that trickled through. Doesn't really matter. Bemidji State is on the scoreboard with 20 minutes to play in a position to walk out of here with all 6 points yet. Second period stats on the way. Our Paul Bunyan Communications second intermission is on the way as well. We will hear from Dan Billett here momentarily. He was injured. Stopped the shot with his knee. Appeared to play all right after that, so the BSU Beavers are within striking distance here with just 20 minutes to play. Dan Billett now joining us outside the Beaver bench. Dan, if you can flip the microphone switch on there on the side of it.
You got me?
Perfect. We got you. How's your knee, first off?
The knee's fine. It didn't catch the knee.
Oh. All right. How obviously a very important goal there, but how important was it for you guys to just kind of stick true to what you guys do and take over control there in that second period?
That goal is everything. You know, we worked all period, and we got rewarded at the end there.
Michigan Tech took it to you in the first period. You guys haven't had too many periods like that. What's that feeling like?
I mean, when you come into a building and you beat a team on Friday, you expect them to come back harder on Saturday. And we got to give them credit. They they really brought it that first period, and we weren't up to it. And, you know, we got back into it in the second there, and it was a better period, more back and forth.
From a defenseman's standpoint, you guys have early on been really involved with the offense, and obviously Justin Beaudry is going to get an assist there on the Charlie O'Connor goal. But how much you guys need to, while still keeping true to your defensive stuff, help the offense out a little bit?
Yeah, we've been working on it a lot. It comes with the way we play. We work pucks low and fast. We get behind defensemen, and then when teams collapse, you know, we get it up to the D, and we get shots through. And that was great for Justin to get a point there. He's been working hard all season, and he finally got one.
Best of luck here in the third.
Thank you much.
That's Dan Billett, the sophomore from Highlands Ranch, Colorado. The BSU Beavers 1, Michigan Tech 1 through 40 minutes of play tonight. The Paul Bunny Communications second intermission starts now. Second period stats, another installment of Bucky's Legends on the way for you. Tech 1, Beavers 1 through 2 periods of play. This is Beaver Hockey on the Beaver Radio Network.
More Beaver Hockey when we return on the Beaver Radio Network.
Your big event is here. Whether it's a new member of your family, a new business opportunity, or maybe it's time to build or buy a new home. Whatever the big event, you'll need to make important financial choices. First National Bank Bemidji is here to help. They have years of experience helping people and families achieve their financial goals at every stage of life. Stop by or call any of their offices. First National Bank Bemidji, here for you.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Glass Doctor of Bemidji is locally owned and proudly supports BSU Sports. Glass Doctor is the place to call for all your glass repair and replacement needs. They handle both residential and light commercial glasswork. All of their technicians are trained and certified. Quality workmanship and customer satisfaction is what you can expect from Glass Doctor of Bemidji. Walk-ins welcome or call 759-1289 for an appointment. Located next to Arby's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
Call the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your paint. Yeah.
Your station for the Beaver Nation.
Mix 103.7.
The second intermission is brought to you by Paul Bunyan Communications. This is Beaver Hockey.
With fiber optic fast broadband from Paul Bunyan Communications, you get crazy fast internet speeds to power all your devices at once. But to make the most of that speed, your Wi-Fi network needs the latest technology. That means upgrading your wireless router to our home integrated Wi-Fi solution. It can change your bandwidth from a crowded single lane to a super highway of internet awesomeness. Upgrading is easy. Just call Paul Bunyan Communications, and one of our friendly technicians will enhance your wireless network with home-integrated Wi-Fi.
Hi, Phil here from Deerwood Bank in Bemidji. If you own a small business, this might sound familiar. That was a nickel. Now, how about this one? That one's a dime. Sound innocent enough? But what if these were nickels and dimes you've spent on checking account services over the years? At Deerwood Bank, we'll never nickel and dime you with never-ending fees to access your money. We offer free business checking, remote deposit, and online banking. Stop in and see us today. Deerwood Bank, member FDIC, and the business bank with all the answers.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. AB St. Louis, Missouri.
Marketplace Foods.
Hi, Mike McNeil here at Marketplace Foods. We are proud of our Angus Pride beef, and for good reason. Only the top 20% of choice Angus beef qualifies to be Angus Pride. Consistently well marbled, tender, and sure to please, Angus Pride is without a doubt the city's finest. Expertly cut and trimmed by our staff, Marketplace is the place for beef. So when you want the best, stop into Marketplace and let Paul, Chris, Brandon, Phil, or Fritz pick out Angus Pride steaks for you.
Tonight's Power Play is brought to you by Otter Tail Power.
Welcome back here to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio at the McKenna Student Ice Arena. The BSU Beavers get on the board there in the final 8.5 seconds of the second period. The goal credited to Charlie O'Connor, his fifth. Kyle Bauman's fifth assist and Justin Beaudry's first assist. The Beavers tie up the game here in the final 8.5 seconds of the second period. Shots in the period. Beavers outshoot Tech 8-7. Tech outshooting the Beavers now through 2, 21-15. Beavers are 0-for-3 in the man advantage with one shot. Michigan Tech is 0-for-1 without a single shot on goal. Faceoffs. It is the Beavers' 23 faceoff wins. Tech with 21 faceoff wins. Bucky's Legends next. Tech 1, Beavers 1. End of 2. Paul Bunyan Communications second intermission in the Beaver Radio Network. Stick of Bauman. Bauman stick handles around his man. Now throws on the brakes, waits for the line change to happen. Puts it onto the stick of Charlie O'Connor, who got chopped down. Now fed back up for Beaudry. Down low with a shot. Bemidji State scores! Charlie O'Connor there on the doorstep. The puck came trickling through the pads of Angus Redmond. And with 8.7 seconds left in the second period, Bemidji State has tied the hockey game.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Skeeter Stitch.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz at 444-0202.
The big game is coming up. Motivate your team with New Jersey's screen printed at Skeeter Stitch. Is your grand opening on the way? Make sure your employees look their best in custom embroidered shirts from Skeeter Stitch. When you need top quality shirts, jackets, sweats, caps, or other items for your group or business, Skeeter Stitch gets the job done. You supply the artwork or let Skeeter Stitch create it for you. For custom embroidery or screen printing, call Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji. Visit them online at SkeeterStitch.com.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
If you have an athlete living in your home, you know you need a good fridge to hold all the food, a microwave to heat it up quick, a dishwasher to stash the dishes, and most important, a heavy-duty washer and dryer to wash those not-so-pleasant-smelling jerseys. Hi, this is Becky from Venusa. Come see why Venusa does it better. Venusa Appliance Sales and Service, now located just behind Sanford Walk-In Clinic on Minn Kota Avenue.
You're gonna love getting used to Venusa.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks, no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
More national championships than you can count on two hands. This is Beaver Hockey. It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, presented by BSUBeavers.com. This season marks the 50th year of R.H. Bob Peters' involvement in BSU Beaver hockey. His former players look back at his career. Next on Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network. The 2016-17 season marks the 50th year that R.H. Bob Peters has been involved with Beaver hockey. Former Beaver great Joel Otto played at BSU from 1980 to 1984. He was also a member of the undefeated championship team. He remembers this about R.H.
Well, I know when I played hockey, I in the good times and the bad, I'd usually reflect and usually would come back to the things that I did here at Bemidji and what... you know, the words that Coach usually gave us, the inspiration. He was a great motivator. He was a disciplinarian. You know, you had to do things the right way, and which was great. I coach hockey now. I've been doing that for the last 10 years with the junior club, and you try to bring those same aspects. He had his list of 10 do's and don'ts, and you try to institute that wherever you go as a coach for myself.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, presented by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network. More Beaver hockey when we return on the Beaver Radio Network.
Do you hear that? I think you're hearing them loud and clear. This holiday season, give the people what they want. Taco John's gift cards. They're a no-hassle, gotta-have present, and the easiest way to prove your gift-giving game is the real deal. Best of all, when you buy $20 in Taco John's gift cards, you get a $5 bonus card to use in the month of January. You heard them. Now go get them. Taco John's. Unwrap the original.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
Get on down to your local Kubota dealer today. Acme Tools, where the deals have never been hotter on new Kubota tractors. You can get low payments for up to 84 months with 0% APR. Incredible customer instant rebates. And a 6-year limited powertrain warranty on new BX, B, L, and MX tractors. There have never, ever been deals like these. Now through December 31st, 2016, see Acme Tools for details about costs and terms. Highways 2 and 71 North, Bemidji.
Roll in
to CarQuest and roll on.
CarQuest of Bemidji is your locally owned auto parts store with a large inventory of auto parts for the vehicles northern Minnesotans like to drive and great pricing for over-the-counter do-it-yourselfers. Or bring it in to our ASE-certified mechanics for all of your automotive and automotive fleet needs. Come visit your friends at your locally owned CarQuest in front of Menards in Bemidji. Open 7 days a week, including 10 to 3 on Sundays.
And roll in to CarQuest.
Tonight's Power Play is brought to you by Otter Tailbone.
Back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio at the McKenna Student Ice Arena in Houghton. That does it for the Paul Bunning Communications second intermission. Beavers 1, Tech Huskies 1, headed to the third. When the Beavers are tied, headed to the third this season, the Beavers are 2-0. Michigan Tech, when tied after two, just 1-1-1. They were 7-1 when leading after the first, just 1-1-1, though, when tied after two. Beaver hockey here on the Beaver Radio Network all weekend long, brought to you by Otter Tail Power. Anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone, it's ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Find out more at otpco.com. Otter Tail Power Company on for you. We start the third period 5-on-5. Michigan Tech will wrap the puck in. From nowhere near the red line, icing is called. Beavers will get an offensive zone faceoff. Just 10 seconds into the third period. In the goal, O'Connor from Bauman and Beaudry. Beaudry, the initial shot. Bounced off the pads of Redmond. Bauman got a piece of it. Trickled even further through the pads of Redmond. That's when Charlie O'Connor jumped on the loose puck in the crease. Jerry Fitzgerald back behind the net, stripped to the puck. Beavers will seal it right back. That's Leo Fitzgerald. Kicked to center, though, by Michigan Tech, and it hit a player on the Tech bench. We got an email to Booth over the break, courtesy of Paul Bunning Communications. Sally listening in Florida. Do I feel either a penalty or an embellishment should be called, or is an embellishment penalty called to even things out after the penalty? Well, I can tell you what the rationale was. I don't like how it's evolved, Sally. It was a player who got hooked or slashed or tripped a little bit, falling down completely, taking himself out of the play. Shot from the point by Matt Roy, save made by Bitzer. Just trying to draw the attention of the referee and then trying to get the penalty called on the opponent. The intent was to stay on your skates, keep playing the game. We'll take care of the hook or the slash or the trip. I personally don't like how it's evolved. To me, if it's a hook, it's a hook. If it's an embellishment, it's an embellishment. Quick whistle as Bitzer went to cover up a loose puck right off a faceoff, and he didn't have it. Referee was on the other side of the net and didn't see it. So to me, either call the hook or call the embellishment. Don't call them both. I don't know if we're ever going to go away from that, however. 1-1 hockey game, minute into the third period. Thanks for the email, Sally. You too can email the booth, BeaverRadioNetwork.com, part of our game day blog. Beavers fling it high up into the air, into the offensive zone, and give chase. It's picked up by Jake Lucchini, back behind his own goal. The Beavers will now change. 1-1 game, early stages of the third period. Beavers 3-1 winners last night. Lucchini backhands one behind the goal. It's picked up there by Gavin Gold. Around to the near side boards. Held by Dane Burks, wrapped back down low. It's picked up by Soucier of the Beavers. Soucier will carry it out to center, gets to the red line, sends it off the glass, and will now give chase along with Dane Burks. Soucier gets planted into the wall. Soucier hard on the puck, centers a pass up the slot. TJ Rue has his stick tied up, and here comes Lesperance off to center ice. Ahead for Robbie Gould. His pass gets deflected, picked up by TJ Rue of the Beavers on the near side wall. Rue flings to center, picked up there by Dane Burks. 17:51 left, third period, 1-1 our score. Into the offensive zone is Blacklock. He gets shoved down to the ice by Carter Struthers. Blacklock had the puck. There was no hold. It was a one hand on his chest and just threw him down to the ice. Puck goes into the gear of Leibinger, falls down to the ice. He gets a quick shot, save made by Bitzer. Rebound spun around out now to the near side for Cliff Watson. Tries to work around Soucier. Watson, a little give and go into the corner with Blacklock. Now feeds it out in front, and it comes to center ice. Tapped to center by the Beavers. Blacklock will regroup at center, and he'll backhand it in deep. It's picked up there by Carter Struthers around the near side boards. Leo Fitzgerald turns and fires, bounces it off of the wall in front of his own bench. Driven right back in now by Michigan Tech. 17 to play here in the third. Beavers and Tech tie the goal apiece. Jerry Fitzgerald into the offensive zone. Shot got blocked out in front by Cliff Watson. Jerry gets it back. Feeds it on a backhand down low for Brennan Harms in the left side corner. Harms behind the net for Leo Fitzgerald. Back up blue line right. White Cloud partially fans on it. It's picked up now by Hanenin. He'll race into the offensive zone. Hanenin with a shot. Tickles the outside of the net and goes to the right side corner where it's picked up now by Justin Beaudry. Beaudry an assist on Charlie O'Connor's game-tying goal. Beaudry looks up the wall, looks down the wall, doesn't like either option. Ties up there for a moment. And now fires it rink wide for White Cloud, who will toss it high up into the rafters. And it's played by Michigan Tech deep in their own end. Roy launches a pass. Deflected, so icing is waved off. Billet puts it onto the stick of O'Connor. O'Connor fans on a pass. Trickles out towards center. Brought back in by Jake Johnson, and he's stripped to the puck. Nice play there by Tommy Munt. Flung back into the offensive zone by Michigan Tech. Down low to the left side corner. Back up top for Auk. Auk sliding block by Charlie O'Connor. Puck is loose in between the circles. Now swept to the near side wall by Dan Billet. Another centering pass. Turning and firing there from a shallow angle. Reed Sturrow. Save made by Bitzer. Rebound comes to Bauman. Bauman will just toss to center ice for the Beavers. Bauman now steals it back from Michigan Tech. Has to wait for Marinaccio to get out of the zone. Michigan Tech fires it back to center. Marinaccio will pick it up. Flings it to the near side wall, and the Beavers will change. 15-15 left here in the third. 1-1 hockey game. Carter Struthers ahead for Jay Dickman. Dickman out of the stick of Miles Fitzgerald into the offensive zone. Miles throws a pass or a shot, hit by traffic, picked up now by Beaudry. Beaudry goes driving towards the net. Puck still loose, back behind the net. Up top for Struthers. Struthers with a shot, it got blocked, and Michigan Tech has a 2-on-1. Back the other way comes Gold, onto the stick of Lesperance. Rolls off the blade of his stick, he never got the shot off. Lesperance will pick it back up. Circles near the top of the zone. Fires one wide of the target again, and it's picked up by Arntz, onto the stick of Dickman. Dickman pushes it back behind his own goal for Justin Beaudry. 14:30 left, third period. Robbie Gold and Joel Lesperance on a 2-on-1. Yikes. Never got a shot. Beavers clear to center. Tech tosses right back in. Carter Struthers brings it back out for the Beavers. Tries to work around Alex Gillies. It's tied up now into the neutral zone. TJ Rue. And finally kicked to the Beaver offensive blue line by Soucier. Controlled there by Mitch Ranke. And Michigan Tech brings it right back in. Leibinger along the right side wall, backhands it down low. Blacklock shoved against the boards by Struthers. Tech in the midst of a change. Puck is tied up by Beaudry now in the right side corner. Back down low for Struthers. Turns the puck over. Hanging in with a shot on a backhand wraparound. And Bitzer will hang on to it with 13:43 left in the third. 1-1 is our score. Timeout on the ice. Beavers and Tech Huskies on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Corner Sports.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Your big event is here. Whether it's a new member of your family, a new business opportunity, or maybe it's time to build or buy a new home. Whatever the big event, you'll need to make important financial choices. First National Bank Bemidji is here to help. They have years of experience helping people and families achieve their financial goals at every stage of life. Stop by or call any of their offices. First National Bank Bemidji, here for you.
First National Bank of Bemidji, a partnership for generations, member FDIC.
Go Green with the Beaver Radio Network.
Corner Sports remote broadcast studio at the McInnis Student Ice Arena. John McInnis, longtime coach here for Michigan Tech. One of the best sight lines in all of college hockey here. Those seats go straight up and down. Beaver defensive zone faceoff. Faceoff is won by Alex Smith of Michigan Tech. Shot from the point. Got blocked by Brendan Harms, who is slow to get up. Another shot from the point by Matt Roy. Fitz are able to track it the whole way, and he hangs on. Band all dressed in gold and black striped bib overalls. Put the band up on a perch. It overhangs the ice. Fantastic atmosphere here. Tech, another faceoff win. Jackson back up to the point now for Roy. Beavers will steal. Here comes Kyle Bauman. Bauman pushes it around Roy. Bauman will go give chase along the end wall. Tries to chop to the near side for Marinaccio. Knocked down out in front by Shane Hanna. Now comes the near side. Tommy Muck will jump down into the play. And he can't get it down low very far. And it's brought to center ice now by Neville. Neville into the offensive zone. Drops it back for Sturrows. They try a tip out in front. Missed the target. And the Beavers will track it down in the far corner. Billet off the glass. Not out. Another shot from the point. That one deflects wide. It's picked up by Dan Billet, who will float it to center. Gloved and dropped there by Mark Auk and brought right back into the offensive zone. And Michael Bitzer will glove it and hang on with 12:48. Left here in the third. Tech 1, Bemidji State 1. Beavers already got 3 points last night. They want 3 more points tonight. Bemidji State with 38 points. Tech with 27. Bowling Green 20. Minnesota State 19. And the Beavers almost with twice as many points as Minnesota State Mankato. Shot from the point by Auk. Goes up over the top of the crossbar. Miles Fitzgerald got clobbered on the far side wall. Icing was waved off. Comes to the near side boards. Miles gets back up, feeds it for Nate Arntz. Arntz with a shot right off the right toe of Angus Redmond. You may have guessed they call him Beef. Hawk stick handles into the offensive zone. Sends one off the end wall out in front, picked off by Jordan Heller and planked off the boards. A rolling puck. It was touched on the far side by Cliff Watson. They immediately waved off icing. Round to the near side boards. Tech with a line change. Brings it out towards center. Alex Gillies from the red line. Dumps it in deep. Bitzer will redirect it to the near side corner. Beavers 1, Tech 1. 11:48 left here in the hockey game. TJ Rue leaves it to the near side boards for Struthers. Struthers goes rink wide. Banks it off the wall. And icing is called. As Struthers' pass went right between two BSU players, neither one of them could get it. BSU has played 13 games, as has Michigan Tech. Bowling Green, Minnesota State, Lake Superior State, Fairbanks have all played 11. Alabama's played 12, Ferris has played 10. And Anchorage has only played 9 league games. Beavers have played 13. So the unbalanced front half to second half schedules of some teams. Beavers have 2 byes in the second half. They won't catch up with some of those teams until then. I should say those other teams won't catch up to BSU until then. Tech into the offensive zone. A penalty is going to be called. Carter Struthers on a trip. 11:06 left here in the third period. Second power play opportunity for Michigan Tech. Their first one lasted 11 seconds. They didn't get a shot. Their first one lasted 11 seconds because they then took a penalty. Shots are 28-15 in favor of Tech. It's 1-1. Beaver penalty killers are Bauman, O'Connor, Billet, and Muck. Bauman steals and backhands it all the way up the ice. 2 minutes for a trip on Carter Struthers. Michigan Tech towards the offensive blue line. They are offsides by a country mile. As the puck got deflected by BSU into the neutral zone. So the Beavers with 13 games and 38 points. Tech with 13 games, 27 points. Minnesota State has played 2 fewer league games than BSU has. It has 19 fewer points. Nate Arntz tries to steal and does, and now fires it up the ice shorthanded. 10:33 left, third period, minute 26 left in the penalty to Struthers. Ottertail power play for Michigan Tech. Roy wraps it in on the back end. Bitzer unable to stop it. Or on the far side wall, Lucchini pinned up along the boards by Charlie O'Connor. The Beavers will fire it ahead. Beavers with a change of penalty killers. Harms and Arntz, both captains, Beaudry and Whitecloud, the 2 defensemen. Ranky ahead for Hanninen. Stripped to the puck by Brennan Harms. Beaudry picks up the puck off the glass and high up into the air to the neutral zone it goes. 48 seconds left in the Struthers penalty. Ranky has it in his own end. For Michigan Tech, fires it ahead. Now Hanninen into the offensive zone. Shot is well wide of the target. On the far side boards. Alex Smith sends it down low into the corner. Picked up by Beaudry ahead for Whitecloud. Whitecloud pushes it to the near side wall. Arntz chops at it. He can't clear the zone. Ranky has it. Penalty is now upcoming on who? They're calling the penalty, I believe, on Alex Smith. Smith or Chris Gary, one of the two. Chris Gary, the guilty party of a hook. Second power play for Tech. Second time they've taken a penalty in the power play. This one made it a minute 37 at least. So 4-on-4 for 23 seconds. Then the Beavers have A minute 37 of power play time to try to tack on the potential game winner. Bauman and Neville on the draw. Puck is loose, controlled by Michigan Tech. Sturros slides it ahead through the skates of Neville. Tommy Muck will pick it up in his own end ahead for Billet. Billet off the wall for Leo Fitzgerald. Leo onto the stick of Kyle Bauman. Bauman races into the offensive zone on his backhand. Leo Fitzgerald shot right into the pads of Angus Redmond. He'll hang on. 3 seconds left in the 4-on-4. Then Struthers comes out of the box. He will more than likely head to the bench. As the Beavers will send Charlie O'Connor and Brennan Harms and Jerry Fitzgerald on the ice with Zach Whitecloud. Face-off left circle, Beaver offensive zone, won by Charlie O'Connor. Struthers out of the box. Jerry Fitzgerald up to the point now for Whitecloud. Marinaccio over the wall as Struthers gets to the bench. Michigan Tech picks up the puck. Backhanded by Neville out to center ice. It's tracked down by Jerry Fitzgerald, who feeds Zach Whitecloud. Minute 20 in the Otter Tail power play for the Beavers. Jerry Fitzgerald in the offensive zone, drops it back for Brennan Harms, wraps it down low. Picked up there by Roy. Roy and Marinaccio battle for it. Jerry Fitzgerald will not come away with a loose puck. Jerry, blue line middle, feeds Whitecloud. Whitecloud, high slot for Harms. Back for Whitecloud, top of the right circle. Top of the left circle, Jerry Fitzgerald with a shot. Blocked out in front by Shane Hanna. Charlie O'Connor tracks it down in the left corner. Feeds Jerry Fitzgerald, finds Harms. Harms back up top, it comes out for Whitecloud. High slot for Harms. Harms, top of the left circle, Jerry Fitzgerald. Jerry, into the right circle, Marinaccio with a shot. Angus Redmond steers it away. O'Connor right back for Marinaccio. Up top it comes for Jerry on the right side. Back for Marinaccio. Tapped out towards center ice there by Jake Lucchini. He races ahead. The penalty's upcoming on Fitzgerald for interference with 29 seconds left. A slow pass stolen away by Lucchini, and he was off to the races. And Jerry did his best to get back and just had to run into him. So back-to-back-to-back penalties, BSU, Tech, and BSU. 4-on-4 here for 29 seconds. And then Tech will go on a power play from Otter Tail Power for a minute and a half. There's just 7:58 left in the hockey game. Tech wins the faceoff to Zleibinger, and he drew it right back to center. Captain Cliff Watson sends it into the offensive zone to Gillies. Sticked aside by Bitzer. Puck comes right up the slot. Ripped 5 feet wide of the goal by Dane Burks. Not even close. Burks gets it back. Sends a trickling puck in on Bitzer, and he will hang on to that one. 7 seconds left in the penalty time to Chris Geary. Minute 38 left in the time to Jerry Fitzgerald. Beavers defensive zone faceoff. Kyle Bauman, Charlie O'Connor, Dan Billet, Tommy Muck. Faceoff to the right of Bitzer, controlled by Tech, but they drew it out towards center again. Tracked down by Mark Auk. Tech back to full strength. Otter Tail power play starts Hanen and into the offensive zone. Back up top for Auk. Right side now for Roy. Right half wall Lucchini. Lucchini just drew the penalty. Centering pass down low from Hanenin, ripped through everything. Blue line middle, Roy redirects it wide. Picked up on the side of the net by Lesperance. His shot hits the outside pipe. Another shot from the point. Steered away by Dan Billet over to the left side wall. Billet steals it away from Auk. Bauman has his stick tied up. Billet gets it back and drives it ahead. 54 seconds left in the penalty time to Jerry Fitzgerald. 6:50 left here in the third. 1-1 our score. Michigan Tech races up ice. They feed Roy. Roy into the offensive zone. Slides it down low. Beaudry wraps it around the glass. Out to center ice. The Beavers, if they hurry, have a 2-on-1. Harms and Auk. Auk will get to the puck first. Sheer will by both of those guys to get there first. Auk succeeded. 20 seconds left in the penalty. Beavers' Zach Whitecloud fires it all the way up the ice. Beavers off on a change. 6:15 left, third period. Shane Hanna up the middle of the ice for Michigan Tech. Stick handles into the offensive zone. Throws on the brakes. Fires the puck around behind the net. Bitzer leaves it. Billet. Billet slides it around out the far side. Nope, can't. It was held in. Beavers will play it out towards center ice. Here comes Jerry Fitzgerald out of the box. Jerry stops. Tries to throw it towards the goal. And hit a shin pad out front of Ranke. And Michigan Tech will regroup. 5-on-5 hockey. With speed through the neutral zone, Jake Jackson with a shot. Bitzer makes the chest save. Rebound picked up by Jerry Fitzgerald. Flung towards center to Jay Dickman. Dickman from the neutral zone wraps it in deep. It's picked up by Roy. Now Dane Burks sends to center. The Beavers chop it right back in. Dickman dives down to keep the puck alive in the offensive zone. Kent's picked up now by Chris Leibinger. 5:15 left here in the third. 1-1 score. Miles Fitzgerald knocks Leibinger off the puck. Trickles in. Carter Struthers pushes it ahead for Jay Dickman, who goes rink wide looking for Miles Fitzgerald. Picked up, though, by Shane Hanna. Dickman steals it again for the Beavers. Tied up right in front of the Beaver bench. Dickman and TJ Rue are there. Stolen away and controlled by Alex Gillies, Michigan Tech. Races back up ice. Blacklock sends a bouncing puck into the offensive zone. Carter Struthers fumbles the puck. It's picked up by Justin Beaudry. Justin Beaudry just saved the day 2 days in a row. Shot from the left point. Bitzer makes the save. Rebound comes to the near side wall. Carter Struthers knocks the puck away from Robbie Gold. Puck loose into the left circle. Chopped at by Soucier out towards center with 4:20 left here in the third period. Michigan Tech tags up back into the offensive zone. Matt Roy sends a bouncing puck to the left corner. It's picked up now by Beaudry. Beaudry behind the net. Now for Struthers. Struthers banks it off of the wall. Will that get on goal? No. Icing called on the Beavers with 4:03 left. And I would suspect Tom Cerruturi will take his timeout. And he will. Been a wildly entertaining series. There's been a total of 6 goals scored. Both of these teams can play defense. Both teams have had to kill off penalties here in the third. Both teams have had some get you to the edge of your seat action. Both for and against, quite honestly. Beavers take their timeout with 4:03 left in the third period of a 1-1 game. The timeout buys you a breather. It buys you drawing up a play. It also buys you the ability to change personnel. Which Beaudry and Struthers were on the ice a long time. Raff comes over to talk with Tom Cerruturi about something. Shots are 32-17 in favor of Michigan Tech. Conversation is over at the bench. Jerry Fitzgerald will take the draw here with Alex Smith. Beavers win the draw. Billet off the glass and into the crowd. 3:59 to play. They say that that was deflected out of play, so Beavers are able to get a change, and we take a media stoppage. So we will break. 1-1 our score. 3:59 left in the third here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Beaver Hockey is brought to you by
Skeeter Stitch.
On the Beaver Radio Network.
Here's the sounds of fishing in an ice castle fish house from Corner Sports.
Looks right, throws right, down the sideline. Oh, go back up to the
Get your Ice Castle today from the area's longest-running Ice Castle dealer. Come to Corner Sports for great prices on scratch-and-dent models. Excellent financing rates available, as low as 2.99% on approved credit. Outfitting you to catch fish on the water and on the ice. Corner Sports, 1.5 miles north of the airport on Highway 71, Bemidji.
The Paul Bunyan Communications post-game show is coming up. This is Beaver Hockey.
3:58 left here in the third, 1-1 our score. The linesman dropped the puck and he wants to do it over. To the right of Michael Bitzer. Clean faceoff win for Hannanen. Shot from the point. Blocked by Hannanen. Puck now loose. Top of the crease and now covered by Michael Bitzer. Bitzer went down with the stick, the blocker, and the glove and just corralled the loose puck. Beaver Hockey brought to you by Otter Tail Power Company. On for you. Also brought to you by the Glass Doctor. We'll fix your pain. We were a media timeout behind, so we get another quick stoppage here with 3:53 left here in the hockey game. That allows us to check scores from around the WCHA tonight. Bowling Green on the road at Lake State, 9:37 left in the third. Bowling Green leads 3-2. Alaska on the road at Minnesota State. Mankato leads 3-2. The Mavericks on a power play with 15:22 left in the second. Again, Fairbanks leads 3-2. Ferris on the road at Huntsville. Huntsville leads 2-1. 11:18 left in the second. Later on tonight, Northern Michigan will play at Alaska Anchorage. BSU women's hockey lost 3-2 to Minnesota State today. Beaver football team won the Mineral Water Bowl 36-23 over Washburn. BSU women's basketball lost in double overtime, 111-107 tonight. Face-off here to the left this time of Michael Bitzer. Neville on the draw along with Kyle Bauman. Puck loose along the end boards, controlled by Michigan Tech. Neville pinned up along the boards there by Kyle Bauman. Puck squirts free. Bemidji State's played defense in their own end for several minutes here in a row. Michigan Tech was on one power play, but they continue to dominate in zone, just like they are still on the power play. 3:25 left. Centering pass up to the top. Cliff Watson deflects, turning and firing and scoring is Neville. Puck came back up the slot to Neville, and he buried it. Watson got it at the point. It was a nice little pass from Reed Sturros in the left circle into the slot. And Neville one-timed it. Tech leads 2-1, 3:15 left. Zach Whitecloud steals the puck. Floats it high up into the air. Picked up now by Jay Dickman. Dickman runs through some stick work of Robbie Gold. Puck goes back behind the net. Stolen away by Bemidji State. Driving towards the net is Nate Arntz. Puck trickles through to the near side wall. Beaudry banks it off of the wall. Miles Fitzgerald. Nobody home in the slot. Michigan Tech does a nice job of collapsing. And Tech clears it to center. Whitecloud will drive it in. 2:40 to play in the third. Tech leads 2-1, out shooting the Beavers 34-17. That's 2-1, the advantage in shots. Beavers steal. Beauvais back for Muck. Out to center for Brendan Harms, who will flutter one in deep into the offensive zone. Leo Fitzgerald knocks the puck free. Tech will clear it anyway. Picked up by Muck. In his own end, Tommy Muck throws on the brakes. Heads up ice, throws to the neutral zone, finds Leo Fitzgerald. Leo spins away from pressure. High slot, Jerry Fitzgerald, shot blocked. Picked up by Tommy Muck. Over to Beauvais. Right circle, back for Muck, blue line middle. For Beauvais, he spins to his left, works down the right wall, feeds it back for Harms. Harms throws it back up to the top for Muck. Hit Muck on the backhand. Muck settles and sends it down low. Feeds it for Harms along the end boards. Keep her eyes on Bitzer. Still a minute 40 left. Michigan Tech steals the puck, sends to center ice. Beaudry picks it up from the red line, will drive it in. And there goes Michael Bitzer for the extra attacker with 90 seconds to play. Michigan Tech deflects from center. Whitecloud will go track it down behind his net, which is empty. Whitecloud tosses to center ice. It's picked up now by Ranke. Ranke from center throws it over to Neville. Neville picks it up and feeds Leibinger, and his shot misses the net by about 8 feet. Near sidewall, Beaudry tries to feed it behind the goal. Stolen away now by Leibinger. Leibinger is chopped off the play for a moment by Bauman. Back behind the net, Beaudry feeds Whitecloud. Final minute here to play. Beaver net is empty. Charlie O'Connor brings the puck deep into the offensive zone. Throws it down low. Picked up there by Angus Redmond. Into the right half-boards it comes. Out to center ice. Not going to get up the ice far enough for icing or for an empty net goal for Tech. Beauvais with 40 seconds to go. Brett Beauvais right up the middle of the ice. Stolen away by Sturros. Misses the net. By inches, missed the left post. Picked up by Muck. Muck out towards center for Jerry Fitzgerald. Onto the stick of Beauvais. Beauvais right circle. Shot save made by Angus Redmond. 20 seconds to go in the hockey game. Marinaccio holds. Blue line left. Holds it again, blue line left, and now it's kicked towards center ice by Alex Gillies. Leo Fitzgerald with 10 seconds to play. Throws it down low, Tech leads 2-1. Thrown up the far side wall, 2.5 seconds to go. Icing is called. They're going to put some time back on the clock. The entire Tech bench pointing to the scoreboard, which reads zeros. The referees are discussing how much time to put back on. Unlike the old days, they're going to go to review to see how much time to put back on. Unlike the old days where the clock would stop as soon as it crossed the end line, now you've got to get to the face-off dot before the whistle will blow on an icing call. So that actually add up a little more time for Tech. I would guess the Beavers will have somewhere in the vicinity of a second. Referees come out of the replay booth, replay box between the two penalty boxes. A half a second. The Beavers put five skaters right between the circles and send Jerry Fitzgerald into the faceoff dot. In a half a second, Jerry's got to send it on goal. There's no option for a redirect. The linesman never dropped the puck. And 10 of the 11 skaters on the ice all lock horns. The clock operator started the clock. The linesman still had the puck in his hand. They should be putting another half a second back on, and we'll actually drop the puck this time. A half a second for the puck to be dropped, Jerry to redirect, and get past the goal line is asking a lot. Matt Roy comes to the bench as Marinaccio and Reed Sturros are doing some jousting between the circles. Jerry Fitzgerald in the faceoff dot along with Mike Neville. Linesman blows his whistle, drops the puck, it sits in the dot, and Michigan Tech wins 2-1. Bemidji State's unbeaten string in WCHA play comes to an end. Their first league loss is December the 3rd. The Beavers will fall to 12-1, 1-1 now in league play. And Michigan Tech in the final minutes steals one. Paul Bunning Communications postgame show is next. Our Otter Tail Power three stars of the game. We'll hear from the coach. And all the stats up next. Tech wins 2-1 here on the Beaver Radio Network.
It's time for the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show. Paul Bunyan Communications, the official digital provider for the Beaver Radio Network. This is Beaver Hockey.
With fiber optic fast broadband from Paul Bunyan Communications, you get crazy fast internet speeds to power all your devices at once. But to make the most of that speed, your Wi-Fi network needs the latest technology. That means upgrading your wireless router to our home integrated Wi-Fi solution. It can change your bandwidth from a crowded single lane to a super highway of internet awesomeness. Upgrading is easy. Just call Paul Bunyan Communications and one of our friendly technicians will enhance your wireless network with home-integrated Wi-Fi.
Hi, Phil here from Deerwood Bank in Bemidji. If you own a small business, this might sound familiar. That was a nickel. Now, how about this one? That one's a dime. Sound innocent enough? But what if these were nickels and dimes you've spent on checking account services over the years? At Deerwood Bank, we'll never nickel and dime you with never-ending fees to access your money. We offer free business checking, remote deposit, and online banking. Stop in and see us today. Deerwood Bank, member FDIC, and the business bank with all the answers.
At Pepsi, we think it's important to celebrate stuff in life.
Like when you text that really cute guy you met at a party on Friday, and he immediately texts you back, you celebrate with an ice-cold Pepsi.
Or your friend turns on the radio, and your absolute most favorite new song just happens to be playing. That calls for a Pepsi, too.
Because when you and your roommate order a pizza, and the delivery guy throws in extra breadsticks no charge,
break out the Pepsi.
Hi, this is Rich from Skeeter Sitch. Visit Skeeter Sitch this holiday season for great gift ideas. We've got the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local sports teams. Letter jackets for all area schools, plus top quality embroidery, screen printing, and so much more. We're located just 1/2 mile west of the high school on 5th Street. Open for the holiday season Monday through Friday from 8 till 6, and Saturdays 10 till 2. Follow us on Facebook for our weekly giveaways. For great gifts, visit Skeeter Sitch of Bemidji.
Your station for the Beaver Nation. This is Beaver Hockey.
Welcome back here to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. Final score here, Michigan Tech 2, Bemidji State 1. The unbeaten streak to start WCHA play ends at 13 games. Michigan Tech was the dominant team in the first period. Bemidji State had 7 shots on goal. Really didn't have a sniff offensively, really. I love the pushback that Bemidji State gave Michigan Tech in the second period. Second period, BSU outshot Tech 8-7, so they limited Tech's shots in half from what they had in the first. Tech had 14 in the first, just 7 in the second. So they limited Michigan Tech's ability there in the second period and started to get back on the attack, too, and BSU was able to score the goal there in that second period as well. But head coach Tom Ceratore is joining us right now outside the Beaver bench. Tom, the first period was not a pretty one to watch. I loved how your team fought back, though.
You know what? I don't know, Schultz. Justice prevailed. We didn't deserve that game. Justice prevailed. They deserved it. They earned it. They were better than us. They beat us in every facet of the game. Their physicality, their strength, they were heavy on pucks. I mean, no, if we would have stole the point out of there, it would have been a robbery.
When you lose your first league game on December the 3rd, some awfully good things have happened. One loss doesn't change any of that, does it?
No, it doesn't. But, you know, I don't like the way we lost. I just don't like the way, how they out-battled us. How they outwilled us tonight. And, again, that game could have been a lot uglier if it wasn't for Bits.
The goal that you guys got was certainly a hard-working one. Beaudry finally gets a point. Got to get pucks through, and he was able to do it.
Yeah, no, Juice, is. I thought, you know what, he had a good game tonight. We had a handful of guys I could sit there and say had a good game tonight, and he was one of them.
Lake State has certainly a team that is potent. They come into the Sanford Center next weekend. Can't expect anything other than what we just saw here.
No, exactly. It's going to be, again, there's going to be no easy ice. There's going to be a lot of physicality. And, again, we better be ready not to play open hockey. Winning comes at a huge price. It comes at a huge price. And that price, you have to pay that price in front of the net, in the corners. And they did tonight. Tech did. And, we didn't. And, that's what it's going to take. I mean, there's no question.
See you next week, Tom.
Okay, pal.
Tom Cerituri, head coach of the Beavers here on our Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show tonight. Final score, Tech 2, Bemidji State 1. We come back with our Otter Tail Power 3 stars of the game and final scores and stats and all that. Tech 2-1 winner over Bemidji State. The Beavers still have an 8-point lead, though, in the WCHA standings. We wrap up the Paul Bunyan Communications postgame show next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Paying your energy bill the old-fashioned way takes a lot of steps, including all those steps to the mailbox. ePay from Otter Tail Power Company is an easier way to manage your account anytime, anywhere, even from your mobile phone. It's free, it's easy, and we'll give you $50 toward merchandise, travel, and more. Take the first step. Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company, on for you.
This holiday season, Taco John's is letting you choose between two versions of Nachos Navidad. The first take, classic Nachos Navidad, made with a mix of red and green tortilla chips and 100% American beef. Great for TJ fans who like their traditions traditional. Take two, the all-new Chicken Queso Nachos Navidad, made with queso, slow-grilled chicken, and smoky poblano peppers. Perfect for people who love punched-up flavor. Two takes on Nachos Navidad, two reasons to hit us up during the holidays. Taco John's, unwrap the original.
The school year is here. For custom team clothing, visit Skeeter Stitch in Bemidji. Have your local team, church group, or business looking their best in custom embroidery or screen printing made just for you. Skeeter Stitch also has the hottest new clothing on the shelves for the Beavers, Lumberjacks, and other local teams. Plus, they offer letter jackets and chenille for all area high schools. Visit or call Skeeter Stitch today, just a half a mile west of the Bemidji High School on 5th Street. Visit online, SkeeterStitch.com. Skeeter Stitch of Bemidji.
Are you a Christian looking to align your faith and finances? Then you'll want to check out Thrivent Financial. We're not your typical financial services provider. We're a not-for-profit Fortune 500 organization that helps our nearly 2.4 million members be wise with money. We provide guidance that reflects your values so you can protect what matters most. We help members live generously and strengthen the communities where they live, work, and worship. Learn more about the Thrivent story by contacting me, Financial Associate Alan Zutz, at 444-0202.
You're listening to the Paul Bunyan Communications Postgame Show.
Welcome back to the Corner Sports Remote Broadcast Studio here at the McKinnon Student Ice Arena. Michigan Tech ends the Beavers' undefeated string of league play at 13 games, wins tonight by the final score of 2-1. Final stats, Michigan Tech outshot the Beavers 13-3 in the third period. That's 34-18 for the game. Beavers 0-4 on the power play with just two shots. Michigan Tech was 0-3 in the power play. Zero shots on goal on the power play for Michigan Tech. Faceoffs goes Michigan Tech's way, 34-30. And Bemidji State, again, has their record fall to 12-1-1-1 in WCHA play. Time for our Otter Tail Power 3 stars of the game tonight. We start with the number 3 star, Michael Bitzer. Bitzer tonight with 32 saves. A couple of other point-blank ones early again. One got past him, though, 5:56 of the first period. Boy, Michigan Tech was swarming in that first period. And for the Beavers to only be down by a goal, that says an awful, awful lot about the play of Michael Bitzer. The number 2 star of the game will be Chris Leibinger. He got the first goal for Michigan Tech. And number 6 was all over the ice all weekend long. Chris Leibinger, the number 2 star tonight. And Mike Neville, who gets the game-winning goal, he too was all over the ice tonight. Neville, the number 1 star tonight. Mike Neville, the 1, Chris Leibinger, the 2, and Michael Bitzer, the 3, are Otter Tail Power 3 stars of the game tonight. The BSU Beavers will return home next weekend to take on the Lake Superior State Lakers at the Sanford Center. The Noosa pregame show Friday night begins at 6:30. WCHA scoreboard tonight. Bowling Green on the road to Lake State. Bowling Green, 43 seconds left in the third, leads 4-2. Alaska on the road at Minnesota State, 6:41 left in the second. Mavericks lead 4-3. Ferris State at Huntsville, that game tied 2 apiece with a minute and a half to go in the second. Northern Michigan at Anchorage later on tonight. BSU women's hockey lost to Ohio State 2-1. BSU football team won the Mineral Water Bowl against the Washburn Ichabods 36-23. The women's basketball team lost 111-107 in double overtime today. And the BSU women's hockey team again lost to the Mavericks of Minnesota State 3-2. That's our WCHA and Bemidji State scoreboard here tonight. The world is not coming to an end, folks. The Beavers are still 8 points up in first place. And man, this is a tough team to play, a tough place to play, and to come out of here with a split. That isn't all bad, my friends. We're back on the air on Friday night from the Sanford Center, but there's a pregame show at 6:30, Beavers and Lake State Lakers. Executive Director of the Beaver Radio Network, Troy Pasvan, Executive Producer Mark Ritchie, for Brian Bissonette, for Kelly Schultz, for Steve Pappas. Great call today, Steve-O, in the football game at the Mineral Water Bowl, and for B.J. Walters, I'm Brian Schultz. Final score here, Tech wins 2-1. Good night, everyone. Into the offensive zone. Puck rolls away from him. Beaudry turns the puck over, comes in down low, and they're shooting the score. Another turnover in the own zone. Chris Leibinger will get credit for the goal. Not quite 6 minutes in. Marinaccio onto the stick of Bauman. Bauman stick handles around his man. Now throws on the brakes, waits for the line change to happen. Puts it onto the stick of Charlie O'Connor, who got chopped down. Now fed back up for Beaudry. Down low with a shot from Bemidji State. Scores! Charlie O'Connor there on the doorstep. The puck came trickling through the pads of Angus Redmond. And with 8.7 seconds left in the second period, Bemidji State has tied the hockey game. 3:25 left. Centering pass up to the top. Cliff Watson deflects. Turning and firing and scoring is Neville. Puck came back up the slot to Neville, and he buried it.
Sports presentation. This copyrighted broadcast is the property of the Beaver Radio Network. Any rebroadcast or reproduction without the consent of the Beaver Radio Network is strictly prohibited.